Macaronian. Meat sauce over there for JD. He'll have that all gone by 6:45. Well done. So there you are. There's the setup for tonight's game. So let's get to the lineups for tonight's game. Ryan Vogel will lead off. He'll play center field. Santinos Rosso, who played four games for the Spikes in the first half, will be out there, and he will play shortstop and in second. Anthony Abatini will be in left field, and he will bat third. Chase Engelhardt will be at second base at cleanup. Jack O'Reilly, holdover from the first half, in right field will hit fifth. Former Spike Jesse Fonteboa will be out there as the DH today and bat sixth. Hunter Dureau will be at first base and hit seventh. Chris Reeder behind the plate will bat eighth. And a holdover from the first half, Ian Battipaglia, will be at third base, and he will bat ninth with Sonny Fauci on the mound. Let's give you the Fauci numbers as to what he's done to this point of the season. Fauci making his fourth appearance, his third start. His one relief appearance was against the Spikes. 2-0 with a 1.93 ERA. 14 innings, only 9 hits, 3 runs, all earned. He has struck out 18, walked 6, a terrific 3-to-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. And opposing hitters only 188 against him. Fauci has been really good for Trenton on a staff that's been really good to this point. Fauci out of Old Bridge, New Jersey. 6'3", 210-pound right-hander. 23 years of age, did his collegiate pitching at Rutgers. The Spikes. Austin Rocaforte will be in center field to lead it off. Cooper Hext has been tremendous. Hext hitting .316 last night, went 2-for-5, playing right field. He'll bat second. Grant Norris back in the lineup tonight to start. At second base, he'll hit third. Cam Buford knocked in 18 runs so far for the Spikes. At third base, he'll hit cleanup. Austin Ball at first base returns to the starting lineup tonight. He'll hit fifth. Caleb Hill's in left field hitting sixth. Kyle Russell, who's been red hot, they finally cooled him down a little bit last night when he went 0-for-4. He's at shortstop and batting seventh. Knox Preston really hot, 324. He has knocked in 11 runs in the last three games, including one last night. He's the DH hitting eighth. And Josh Spiegel will be behind the plate and at ninth with Jordan Morales on the mound for the Spikes in this one. Morales in his one Spikes appearance, that was at Frederick, taking place on Wednesday. He went one inning and got the win, giving up one hit, no earned runs, did not strike out or walk a batter. Two seasons at Penn State, had a 6-2 record. And he had a 4.20 ERA at Penn State. He also pitched 2 years at LaSalle, and this past spring pitched for Purdue. With the Boilermakers, went 7-6 with a 4.54 ERA. Struck out 75, he walked 23. Gave up 98 hits and 85 and a third. Averaged 7.9 strikeouts per 9 innings. 15 appearances for the Soderton, Pennsylvania native. All 15 were starts. And he will start tonight for the Spikes. And, of course, 2 seasons here at Penn State with a 6-2 record in his career for the Nittany Lions. So, Dustin Bass, the College Township chair, throws the first pitch. T.J. Pound almost got it. Pound's doing the catching tonight for the first pitches. And just about set to go as we roll toward the 6:45 mark, which will bring with it the start of tonight's game. There's been a change? There a change? The what? So Engelhardt's now going to be the DH. All right. Well, they made a lot of changes in terms of, like, positions. Abatine is going to be in right field instead of left. Engelhardt is now the DH. O'Reilly's at first base. These are big changes. Fontebeau is going to be in left field.
Great.
Durrell's now at third base. At least Reeder's still catching. And Battipaglia is now at second base. That this is even close to where it was when we started out. Okay. So we'll have a little bit of fun. We'll just move some pieces around here. We mentioned that Battipaglia is now at second base. O'Reilly is now at first base. There we go. Let's see. And then Durrell will now be at third base instead of first base. Rosso is still the shortstop, kind of a thrill there. Vogel is still the center fielder. Abatine is now in right field. Really? And the left fielder is Jesse Fontebeau. All right, there we go. You sure this is final? Sure about that?
Not until we see him out on the field. I
mean, Donna Smith just looked around and go, you know what, I don't want to do this. I'm done. Okay?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, at least DeRocher's not playing.
He did say he did greet me down there on the field, and it was good to see him. Good to see Santino Rosso as well.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have looked at him and said, it's Pete, right?
Oh, man.
What? I just kind of thought that was one of those, like, shake the hand and pull back.
Slick the hair. Oh, my.
Isn't it amazing the job they did to get this field ready?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we saw Cullen Dougherty there down there on the field. We were down there for Mike's Live. He was maneuvering that tractor to get as close to the
my
original
feet.
Start time as possible.
Oh, as close to my feet as possible.
And also true. But like the 007 that you are, Steve, you deftly eluded the oncoming vehicle. Accomplish your objective.
Bond. James Bond. Or as they would say down south, Jim Bob Bond. Hey, great night here tonight.
Absolutely.
Not only College Township Community Night. Well, the Mystery Bobblehead giveaway was a huge success, by the way, Joe. It was huge success. Got a really nice crowd out in the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion for tonight's game. Jackpot target pitch challenges tonight.
Yes,
ball
indeed.
Launch tonight. Kids run the bases presented by Mountain Indy Health.
Yep.
Fireworks presented by College Township, which is good because they get loud. Don't blame us. They presented it. Kerry Miller, College Township Economic Development Coordinator and Industrial Development Authority Executive Director, is going to sing the national anthem.
Yes, indeed.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. We saw during the first pitches, we saw representatives from College Township out there as well. In fact, one of the throwers of the first pitch tonight was
Dustin Best.
Yes, the chair of the College Township Council. We're going to see some council members down on the field during the game as part of the in-game activities. Well.
Very nice. The McClure Little League is here tonight. The Nittany Dreamers already performed here tonight. We've had a lot of fun. Here at the ballpark, it's also hospitality night. What the heck are we doing that for? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness, the hospitality industry here. And this is a big time for that industry coming up. It's always a big time here, but, of course, particularly as the calendar turns to August. And so wanted to, in association with the Happy Valley Venture Bureau, give our appreciation for the great hospitality workers here in Happy Valley.
Bothered me as they walked in the box and JD started yelling at him. He said, no, not that group.
I don't think he's even listening.
No, that's okay. As the game goes, by the time the game's over with, I'll have him in the fetal position verbally. Let's have some fun tonight.
Oh, yes.
Top two inning teams in the league, but I'll say this. Any team that walks into a ballpark with a 2.87 team ERA, yikes.
Yep.
Right, Sonny Fauci's been really good to this point.
He's been outstanding. Of course, the defending MLB Draft League Pitcher of the Week as well made his last outing on Sunday. Actually, it was originally slated to go yesterday, but there was a rainout for the Thunder earlier this week. And
of course there was.
Pushed back to tonight's start here at Medler Field at the Bronto Park.
Rainout? What's that?
Exactly.
I mean, what's that, Joe? I don't understand.
Run the numbers, less than 2.5% in the entire history of this ballpark. Games rained out.
And I'll be honest, with the new field and the drainage system here now, hey, I mean, it literally has to be raining during the game.
And heavily during
yes.
the
game. So, Spikes are wearing their red jerseys tonight. Gold trim, white pants, blue stripe, blue caps. And Trenton is wearing their sparkling grays. Well, all right, with the blue and gold trim and the blue hats.
Oh, yes.
It's a really sharp gray.
They have several choices.
Actually, of all the uniforms they come here with, those are the ones I like the best.
Yeah. And they have the alternate identity jerseys. They have their alternate jerseys that they'll wear sometimes for batting practice. But, yep, they just the regular grays today.
Jerry Valeri claims to have alternate identity. Identifies as Joe Buck. Like, really? Does Joe Buck know? Oh, don't want to step on that line, do we, Jordan Morales?
Nope.
He flew over the top of that. The McClure Little League's out. The two teams are out of their respective dugouts. And time to rise for the national anthem, and she is going to be outstanding.
Brian DiDomenico, calling the balls and strikes behind home plate is Dustin Fields. And now, fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise as you are able and kindly remove your caps. Please join me in welcoming from College Township, Carrie Miller, here to honor our great nation with the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, see, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home?
Carrie Miller with an outstanding rendition of the national anthem. We'll come back with the opening pitch from Jordan Morales in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Jordan Morales, the left-hander on the mound. Pitched 2 years for the Nittany Lions of Penn State. This past spring, pitched for Purdue. Was 6-2 at Penn State in 2 seasons with a 4.20 ERA. This year with Purdue, 7-6 with a 4.54 ERA. And the opening pitch of the game at 6:45. Brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. So leading it off will be Ryan Vogel. Vogel steps in at 3:26. Home run, 7 knocked in, 2 doubles, a triple. The first pitch is fouled straight back to the screen, and we are underway. 72 degrees, beautiful temperature. By the way, after we get through tomorrow, the temperatures are going to roll back about 10 degrees the rest of the month, every night. Swing and a miss, it's 0-2. I mean, tomorrow, maybe Monday will be, but there's no game Monday. When we get back here on Tuesday, it's going to begin a roll of temperatures, mostly in the 70s, maybe topping at 80. That's outside for a ball. Ball at 2 strikes to Ryan Vogel at 3:26. Morales always works from the stretch. And that's fouled off by Vogel. Good job to stay alive. Still 1-2. On this 72-degree night, a very light breeze that's blowing straight in. And it's a very light breeze. No big deal. So comfortable here in the ballpark. Here's the set and the pitch. That's lined down the right field line. That's a fair ball. Extra bases to the Lion Country Kia corner. Dug out of the corner there by Hext. It'll be a stand-up double for Vogel. Vogel gets his third double of the year to lead things off. Here is Santino Rosso. Notable about him, he played 4 games, so the Spikes played very well at the end of the first half. He's also one of the few guys in the Trenton lineup in the exact same position compared to the first lineup they gave us. There was a couple of changes. Rosso at 2:22, home run, 5 knocked in with a double. Santino, switch hitter, batting actually from the left side against the left-handed pitcher. It's outside corner for a strike. Defensively, ball's at first, and he's got an entire contingent down below to our right here of friends and family. Norris at second, Russell at short, Buford is at third, Hill in left, Rocaforte in center, Hext in right, and Spiegel behind the plate. Outside corner for a strike. Quickly 0-2. Rosso waits in that left-handed box as Morales goes set. Jordan to the plate. That's fouled to the plate by Rosso to stay alive. That's exactly what Vogel did. Vogel was down in the count 1-2, and he fouled one off, barely got a piece, then it set up the double to right. Great job by the grounds crew and also by our tarp crew, and a great job by all of our ushers here tonight. 0-2, up high, 1-2. Ushers are always taking really great care of everybody here. Our concessionaires, great job. People are longer lines tonight, moving people through. 1-2 the count. Shadows right out to the edge of the pitcher's mound now, the pitch. Fouled over the roof to our left and out of play. It's still 1-2. breaks in the clouds above. Remember, it stopped raining here about an hour and 15 minutes ago. That's what's amazing about this. It stopped raining an hour and 15 minutes ago. 1-2. And the pitch. It's on the ground up the middle into center field for a base hit. Vogel's around third. He'll come to the plate. And it's 1-0 Trenton. And that's been a problem so far in this homestand. Everybody's been scoring in the first inning against the Spikes and thus have been playing from behind.
Right fielder number 61, Anthony Abatini.
So, at the plate, Anthony Abatini. Abatini at 308. No home runs, 9 knocked in with 3 doubles. Middle infield double play depth. In all 3 games in this homestand, the opponent has scored in the first inning. Outfield straight away. Hill a little bit deeper and left against the right-handed hitter. Morales to the plate. And misses for a ball, 2-0 the count. Grounds crew and the tarp crew on top of this before the rain ever came. This field was covered the entire time. Foul back to the bricks, 2-1. College Township night, great crowd on hand here. Believe me, we can accommodate more. And by the way, the suites, especially on the third base side, they are filled. And all the suites are sold out tonight. I mean, all the suites are sold out. On the ground, could be 2. Flips 1. On to first, double play. Spikes turn their 10th ground ball double play of the year. And their 13th overall, 6-4-3. Russell started it, and then Grant Norris turned it. So here's Chase Engelhardt, who's now the DH. Originally he was supposed to be at second base. Engelhardt at 269, home run 8 knocked in with a double and a triple. Always big to get that double play ball. That does a world of good for everybody as Engelhardt fouled it off his left foot. 0-1 the count. So that's 3 first pitch strikes for Morales and 4 hitters. Ironically, the guy that did not see a first pitch strike, the one that grounded into the double play. Well, now that J.D. has finished eating all of the macaroni, he's now listening to the broadcast. I told you he'd have it done by 6:45 first pitch. That misses. It's 1-1. Has his counterpart there from Trenton. Great to have you here. Right. Just found out before the game the ball is stitched, not taped. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. He's looking over. He goes, is he like this every game? He's asking. He's like, every game's like this. 1-2 the count. Engelhardt waits in the right-handed box. He pushes him back a bit. 2-2. Today it's cleared up so much now. You can see Tussie Mountain over the right field grandstand with complete ease. Mountain in the beautiful framing of this ballpark. Just maybe a cloud hanging over it a little bit just for a little touch of drama. 2-2. That's foul, first base side to the roof and out of play. And a couple of low clouds down the mountain range toward Pleasant Gap and Bellefonte, where, by the way, I am working with the guy I am confident will be Mr. Bellefonte before next week is done. I'm going to go over to Burger King and get you a crown. Here's the pitch. Oh, that missed inside, 3-2. Oh, believe me, we still have a McDonald's strikeout guy. I'm not disloyal here. But they don't give you a crown. 3-2. Morales stares in. Goes set at the belt. Left-hander's ready. And fires. Broken bat on the ground to second. Charge there by Norris. Sidearm to first in time. And the inning is over. They get a run. They do so at a parry. It's nobody left. Half inning in the books. Trenton, or as Dick Girardi would say, 1. State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and far major wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Well, we had an interesting one on field in between innings. I felt like we had a personal insight into the Valeri household because the kids weren't listening to him at all. Bottom of the first inning against Sonny Fauci, who's been outstanding, pitcher of the week. 2-0, 1.93 ERA, fourth game, third start. The only relief appearance was against the Spikes on July the 12th. 14 innings, 9 hits, 3 runs all earned. 3-1 strikeout to walk ratio with 18 strikeouts, 6 walks. He faces Austin Rocaforte. Rocaforte went 0-for-2 last night, hitting .255, no home runs, 5 knocked in with 2 doubles and a triple. First pitch is up high for a ball. Dustin Fields works the plate. Steve Oakes down at first, and Brian DeMonico is down at third. Tim Battle coaching down at third, and Lastings Millage at first. Curveball up high. Got to give Reeder credit. He made no effort to get that one. Barely put the glass. Ah, heck with it. Two and oh, the count. Fauci delivers. Way outside, 3-0. 320 down the left field line, 384 to the left center, right where the brand new huge video board is here at the all new Medlar Field, Lebrano Park. 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the light. Down the line to right to the line, Country Kia corner, and a four-pitch walk for Rocaforte to start. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, about a third full tonight. Goes to 8 feet at the video board in the left center, all the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. Cooper X at the plate. Went 2-for-5 last night with a double and a stolen base, hitting .316, 2 home runs, 13 knocked in with 6 doubles and a league-leading 4 triples. 5 pitches for Fauci, 5 misses, it's 1-0. Ball and no strikes. Rocaforte 2-of-4 in stolen bases. Outside, ball 2. 6 in a row missed. Middle infield, a double play depth. It's not as if he's wild, although the one that Reeder barely tried. The pitch. There's a strike. Threw it down the middle at 92. It's 2-1. And I don't blame Cooper for taking it. I'd wait until he threw a strike. Outfield straight away, very deep in left. Center and right shallow. Checked it. That's a strike. Good pitch out of edge. 2-2 the count. Vogel is shallow in center. Abatini is shallow and right, but very deep and left is Fontebeau, and Jesse knows this place. That's against the left-handed hitter. Throw to first, and Rocaforte dives back in, but O'Reilly dropped the ball anyway. One fan boos. Kind of a moody crowd, Joe. 2-2 the count. 1-0 Trenton, bottom of the first. There goes Austin. Pitches a ball, throw to second, and he steals the bag. Goes into center field. He's going to get third. That's his third stolen base. And the error gets him to third, and the count now on Cooper Hex is 3-2. Remember, all the starts here at Medler Field, Lobrano Park, from here on out are 6:35. Rest of the season. So lock it in. Here's the set, the 3-2 to Hext. Ball four, walked him. Cooper takes first. Now, Cooper is 4-for-4 in stolen bases. So let's see what they want to do here with Rocaforte already at third and nobody out. Grant Norris, 0-for-1 last night against Mahoning Valley, hitting an even 200, no home runs, 4 knocked in. He's the Topps Triple Hit Nittany Card Plus number 3 hitter, and he fouled it into the mitt. It's 0-1. Tim Battle with a series of signs at third as Hex looks over. First and third, nobody out. 1-0 Trenton, bottom of the first. Fauci to the plate. Swing and a miss by Norris. 0-2. Shallow and right is Abatini. Vogel, normal depth in center. And again, Fontepoma playing very deep and left. Middle infield double play depth. 0-2. There goes Hex. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Hex steals third. Or Hex steals second. So with one out, second and third, and here is Cam Buford. Buford 1-for-3 last night, stole a base, scored 2 runs. He was also hit by a pitch. 269, 2 home runs, 18 knocked in with 3 doubles and 2 triples. Second half leader in RBIs with 16. Inside corner for a strike, it is 0-1. And he's got a chance here. Plenty of speed out there with a base hit. He'll drive in two. Infield back, they'll concede a run. 0-1. Inside for a ball. 1-1 went breaking ball that time. Austin Ball with his contingent down here in row 5 to our right. I mean, he's got a contingent of fans here. Now, that huge section down there to our left that's completely filled, those are your people, Joe. Ball gets away. Rocaforte to the plate, scores. Hex goes to third, game tied at 1. Wow, pitch. Yeah. You're a former catcher, aren't you? Always helps the catchers with it. The official score is a former catcher. So now let's see if Buford can get him in. Fly ball will get him in. 2-1 the count on Cam. And Fauci delivers. Hideaway 3-1. What gets me about Rocaforte scoring on that play, that ball didn't get away very far. It's maybe 10, 12 feet. And Hext is a really good base runner. He got third. 3-1 on Cam. Fauci delivers. Breaking ball for a strike, and that was a beauty. That was a great curveball that time from Sonny Fauci. Full 3-2. Buford in that right-handed box waits. Fauci leans in. And the pitch. Buford fouls it at the plate. Fouled it off his left foot, in fact, to stay alive. He doesn't feel alive, but he stayed alive. It's 3-2. Buford, 6'3", 195 pounds. He's 22 years of age. Grambling's all-time career home run leader with 46, including 10 this spring. 3-2 to Buford, the pitch. Line left field, base hit. Hex scores. The Spikes take the lead, 2-1. RBI number 19 for Cam Buford. And to be honest with you, against very good pitchers, you need to get them early, and the Spikes are doing that. Because once they fight their way through a battle, a lot of times the really good ones settle down. Here's Austin Ball. 0-2 last night against Mahoning Valley coming off the bench. 245 home run, 12 knocked in with 5 doubles. The pitch on the ground, eye chopper. Good play by O'Reilly. Throws second, one on the first. Fauci covers in time. And that will go 3-6-1 on the double play to end the inning. Two runs on one hit and nobody left at the end of one. 2-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy?
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
It's a great Saturday night to be at the ballpark, and thousands have chosen to do it tonight here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, and the Spikes lead it 2-1 to the top of the second inning. Jordan Morales back to work against Jack O'Reilly, Jesse Fontaboa, and Hunter Durow. O'Reilly, right-handed hitter, first pitch swinging, fouls it out of play, first base side. It's 0-1. Jack comes into the game at 3-0-2. No home runs, 8 knocked in. He has 5 doubles, though. Set by Morales. Jordan to the plate. Checked it. Did he go? Yeah, he did. Peeled down to Steve Oaks at first, and he said yes. 0-2 the count. You know, you see the rain come down the way it did, and it was, I mean, between, I'd say, 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock, it was ferocious. A lot of thunder, and it's turned into just a beautiful night. That missed outside 1-2. Here's the set. And the 1-2. Checked it. Appeal. Not this time. 2-2. But as I said earlier, this is a tribute to the grounds crew. It's a tribute to the staff. It's a tribute to the concessionaires. It's a tribute to the great ushers downstairs, taking care of everybody, wiping off seats, making sure everybody's comfortable. It's up high 3-2. Just a real credit to the organization that the game's almost started on time tonight, and it's a great, comfortable environment. I mean, 11 minutes late, really. 3-2. And the pitch. It's on the ground, wide of the bag. At third, Adonis Smith. I mean, really, what kind of effort was that? I'm in the dugout. I'm saying my manager makes that kind of effort. Do I have to try? 3-2. Here it is. It's fouled back. It's a pretty good battle between the two. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up to Jack O'Reilly. Morales. All 15 appearances with Purdue this year, worst starts. Here's the pitch. It's on the ground in the hole, backhanded by Russell at short, fires, scooped out by Ball, couldn't quite handle it. He juggled it, did catch it, but he's safe at first. The McDonald strikeout guy is former Spike Jesse Fontaboa. That'll be a base hit. That's the one thing in the Mahoney Valley series that did go right. The McDonald strikeout guy struck out in each game. And here's Fontaboa, middle infield double play depth. In tight to Jesse. 1-0 the count. Enjoyed when Jesse was here. Good guy. All right? Speaks very highly of Joe. Here's the set and the pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-0 the count. A little bit of breeze now kicked up, blowing to right. Shadow is just about beyond the infield right now. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 2-1. 88-mile-per-hour fastball. I mean, sundown now on this particular night's 8:24. So, and we started 11 minutes late. Oh, by the way, I'd say 10 minutes late, because sometimes we do start at 6:36. This depends on how long they want to sing the national anthem. That's foul to our right. Just below the booth. It's 2-2. That's always the indicator I have in the national anthem. She didn't do it, but, oh, geez. It's got to be a while. 2-2. And the pitch. Call strike three, got him. There we go. This large crowd on a Saturday night starting at noon tomorrow with their ticket and a purchase will get the Big Macs. Beautiful. Courtesy of Jordan Morales. I would say courtesy of Jesse Fontaboa, but Jesse doesn't want credit. Here is Hunter Durow. Durow at 308. Home run, 10 knocked in, 3 doubles. Foul tip into the mitt. It is 0-1. Well, you keep looking at the averages on this team. They're number 2 in the league behind the Spikes and hitting at 274. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. O'Reilly down at first. Has not attempted a stolen base. Durow. Out of San Jose State. Low and inside. 1-2 the count. It's from Vacaville, California. Morales looks in, and Jordan goes set. We'll glance over to O'Reilly at first, and the 1-2. So wrapped on the ground to third, picked up at the bag by Buford, fires to first, got him by a step, two outs. Moving to second on the play is O'Reilly. One thing about Cam, when he loads it up and fires it, it has legit steam on it. Here is Chris Reeder, the catcher. Reeder at 321. Another guy, great average. Home run, 3 knocked in. It's only his 10th game, though. That home run is his only extra base hit so far. Infield will move back now with 2 outs. 2-1 State College, top of the second. Morales to second and now to the plate. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Reeder out of Allentown, New Jersey. Played at the College of New Jersey. Very clever name. They were up all night trying to name it. Finally, they took a voice vote, 5-4. Popped it up, fouled, and out of play. 0-2 the count. What do you think we ought to name it? Well, we're in New Jersey. How about the College of New Jersey? No, no, no.
Well, it used to be Trenton State.
And they changed it to that?
Exactly.
I bet that drew him in.
Trenton State, by the way, sure. When they were Trenton State, made a women's lacrosse Final Four in Division I.
It's down low. Something tells me by calling it the College of New Jersey, admissions did not spike. It's still Trenton State. 1-2 of the count. It's like saying Rutgers is in New York. 1-2 of the count. Time called. Pitch clock violation. It's 2-2.
First violation of this homestand for any team.
Yeah. Look, you have enough pitch clocks around here. That should never happen. Yeah. Pitch. That's lifted in the air. Buford in foul territory near the third base coaching box. Puts it away, and the inning is over. Leadoff infield. It goes for naught. 2-1 State College. We work our way to the bottom of the second on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoy a great weekend with the State College Spikes. It's a pair of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder on tap. Saturday, the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township on Hospitality Night. Sunday, it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, mom against son. He was dragging her all over the place. All right, we go to the bottom of the second. They did what the gladiators, and she hung in, did the best she could. He's a big, strong kid. Caleb Hill, Kyle Russell, Knox Preston, 6, 7, and 8 in the Spikes batting order in the bottom of the second with a 2-1 lead. Hill went 0-for-2 with a walk yesterday. 188, he's driven in 6, and ball 1. Fauci in the first inning had trouble finding the plate early. First 6 pitches were balls. Swing and a miss, though. It's 1-1. So far, Trenton has 3 hits in the game, but the Spikes are leading 2-1. And the pitch. That's on the ground, up the middle into center field for a base hit, and Caleb Hill is aboard. Hill, by the way, 1-for-1 in stolen bases, was 9-for-12 this year at Texas San Antonio. Kyle Russell, scorching hot, finally cooled off to a point last night when he went 0-for-4. At 3:33 now, no home run, 6 knocked in. He is 13 for his last 27 at the plate. Down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Talk about hot. Knox Preston's bat's on deck. 1-0. The pitch. Up high, got away. And down to second. We'll go Caleb Hill. I'll be honest, Joe, I'd call that a pass ball. I mean, I know it's high. I know that's high. But remember the pitch earlier with nobody on base where he just barely, like, he kind of was lazy about going up to get it? That's about the same thing he did there. It's too casual about it. Yeah. Maybe if he'd played for Trenton State instead of College of New Jersey. Oh, wait. They're one and the same. 2-0 the count on Russell. Kyle's driven in six during this hot streak of 13 of his last 27. Meanwhile, Knox Preston's driven in 11 runs in the last three games. He's on deck. And the pitch. That's the right field's going to fall for a base hit. Hill is around third. He's going to come to the plate. Here's the throw by O'Reilly, and he is safe at home in a violent collision between Reeder and Hill. They're both down. Dustin Fields called him safe. And Ashley McEwen comes out to look over at Caleb Hill, and now there's a lot of concern about Reeder. Reeder now sits up. Hill's sitting up at home plate. Checking his left knee. Hill's now standing. Hill's bent over. And now he's standing straight up. Reeder is still sitting on the ground, but sitting up. And talking to the Trenton trainer, Ashley McEwen's out there, the trainer for the Spikes. Now Chris is going to get up. Good news, and they slap each other on the backs. Run counts. It's 3-1 State College. And Russell ended up at second base on the play. And the good news is Reeder's fine and Hill is fine. So, 3-1 State College. Russell will get the RBI. That's his seventh.
Well, Steve, obviously they didn't make the replay immediately available on that one, but they did collide both knee-to-knee and face-to-face. Yeah. And I think we're going to see it now here inside the booth.
Well, yeah, we just saw the aftermath.
Yep,
here they're going to back it up here.
Yeah.
Came in. And Reeder's taking a couple of warm-ups.
Oh.
And the ball came loose.
Yep, and
that's why he's safe. The mask went flying off Reeder that time. Because Reeder's trying to reach around and tag him.
Yeah.
Right? He's not trying to block the plate. Right? He's trying to reach around and tag him, and that's where the collision occurred.
Yeah.
And he dropped the ball. That's why he's safe. All right, here's Knox Preston. If anybody can sympathize with Reeder, it's Knox Preston. Huh. As a catcher by trade himself. The pitch. He squares the bunt and he missed it. It's 0-1. Knox now at 324. Home run, 15 knocked in. Knocked in another run. He's had a phenomenal week. 2-for-3 against Mahoning Valley. Home run, 15 knocked in now. You look at what he's done with the Spikes. He has almost as many RBIs with the Spikes as he did with St. Louis. Bunted front of the plate. Only plays to first by Fauci in time. Knox Preston, who's been driving in runs, a productive out to move Russell to third.
That's the thing about Knox as well. We've seen him handle the bat very well, driving it to knock in those runs. But he's a tremendously intelligent player. He's a great bunter as well. He's shown that over the course of his time with the Spikes. Even in the first half, he was one of the Spikes that would lay down the bunt when necessary.
Well, he's a great teammate.
Oh, yes.
Spiegel, 233, home run, 4 knocked in, went 0-for-2 last night, played first base last night. That's in the dirt. Good job by Reeder. One and oh, the count. He prevented a run there. One out. Josh has driven in four. He has a home run. It was here in this park, just to the left of the monster. Waits in the right-handed box. And the 1-0 in tight at the letters. 2-0 to Josh. Rocaforte's on deck. Spiegel's got pretty good power, yet they're shallow and right. Yeah, Bettini is. Vogel, he's not that deep in center either. And the pitch. That's line foul to the screen above the Spikes dugout and then bounces back out onto the field, picked up by Jack O'Reilly. Flips it to Lasting's Millage. 2-1 the count. Russell on third with one out. One run in, 3-1 State College. Bottom of the second, Fauci delivers. Off the fist, foul over the screen, out of play, about 10 rows back. First base side, 2-2. Sometimes I see alignments in the outfield like this. Now, I know Fontebeau is playing everybody deep and left. I mean, it doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
But I don't think they know who's at the plate. This guy can drive the ball. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. Well, didn't matter there. Fauci gets his second strike out of the ballgame. Rocaforte walked up four pitches, stole a base, and scored in the first. You know what would work here? Look where Durow is. Right?
Yep.
If he bunts it down the third base side, he'll beat it out and run's going to score. Now, he's not going to do that. That's a strike. It's 0-1.
And probably if there was less than 2 outs, I think he would.
Looks down to Tim Battle. Set by Fauci, 0-1. High and tight at the letters. 1-1 the count, 94 with that fastball from Sonny. Sonny's got good size. He's 6'3", 210. And the 1-1. That's low and outside. Reeder tried to bring it back up that time. 2-1 the count. Vogel shallow and center. Abatini shallow and right. The pitch up high. 3-1 now to Austin. He worked a four-pitch walk in the first inning. Set by Fauci, and the pitch, up high, ball four, second walk that he's drawn in the game. Last time he stole a base, let's see if he does it again here. Cooper Hex at the plate, he walked, stole a base, and scored in the first. 3-1 State College, bottom of the second. An 11-minute delay. It's amazing.
Yep.
And there he goes. First pitch, and it's popped up by Hexton, fouled out of play. Guy down below covering his girlfriend or wife's head as the foul ball went up there.
Gallon's soul out there.
Let's give him a prize. 0-1. Inside. Ooh, for a strike. That was a good pitch. Nope, that was right there.
Yep.
Change up. 0-2. Rocaforte out to his lead at first. Hex waits. He's driven in 13. The pitch. And he waited on that one and fouled at third base side. Out of play into the seats. Someone made it. Oh, a youngster made a nice catch down there. Very nice catch. Jumping up and down, excited he has the baseball. 0-2 the count. Russell's on third. Rocaforte on first with two outs, one run in. Bottom of the second, 3-1 State College as Fauci goes set and delivers. Breaking ball way outside, 1-2. Hex looks down to third to Tim Battle. 1-2 the count. Runners at the corners with two outs. Fauci goes set. And Sonny to the plate. checked it. Ball got away, but Reeder tracks it down third base side. Count now even at 2-2. Curveball was in tight that time. It's interesting to me, Abatini in right. Now, we know Hex can drive the ball. He's playing shallow in right field. It's interesting. Open stance, left-handed box, 2-2 the count. There goes Rocaforte, pitch down low. Reeder fakes to second, and no throw, and a stolen base for Rocaforte, his second of the night. So now, with a 3-2 count, second and third, two outs for Cooper Hext. Well, let's see what Cooper does. A base hit could drive in two here. He's got 13 runs knocked in with the spikes. The pitch, checked it, called, strike three, got him. That was a really good pitch by Fauci that time to end the inning. That's his third strike out of the ballgame and gets him out of a jam. They do get a run. They do so on two hits. They leave two. And at the end of two full, 3-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday. And you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Life keeps getting better for Jordan Morales every time he takes the mound. Came back in the second inning, up 2-1. Comes back in the third inning, up 3-1. And Ian Battipaglia will be leading off with the white batting helmet. Battipaglia at 255. No home runs, eight knocked in with three doubles and two triples. And the pitch outside for a ball. Vogel and Rosso, 9-1 and 2 due here in the top half of the third inning.
And Will Jewell has replaced Caleb Hill in left field.
Yep. There's the pitch. Checked it. That's a strike. 1-1. Yeah, I had a feeling that might happen. It was pretty good. It's interesting to see if Reeder stays in the game. That was quite the collision at home plate.
It really was. And I think, though, too, I mean, they collided heads, but Reeder is wearing a mask.
Yes.
And Hill is not.
Right.
And obviously you want to take as much caution with those as you can.
2-1. Foul first base side, clears the roof and out of play. 2-2 the count. What a comfortable night.
Whew. Temperature in the low 70s.
72 here. Degrees, yeah. To start out. Beautiful. People really enjoying it. The luxury suites, every one of them filled. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. First strike out of the ball game. Second strike out of the ball game, I should say, for Jordan Morales. Fourth year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. One of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. His second strikeout. And here's Vogel, who doubled to right on a 1-2 pitch and then scored the only Trenton run. In there for a strike, it is 0-1. Seven first pitch strikes out of 10 hitters. That pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Barely a breeze right now. Every once in a while we get a light breeze in here. Right now the flags are barely moving in left center. The pitch by Morales. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 88. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Morales looks in. And he deals. High and away, 2-2 to the right-handed hitter. The spike's a little bit different as to how they do it. Jewell is normal depth in left, normal depth in center for Rocaforte, and Hext has moved back a couple of steps in right. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. They'll have to complete the strikeout at first base. Josh Spiegel does. Two outs. Third strikeout for Jordan Morales, brought to you by Mountain Indy Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Atherton Street. They offer same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountainindy.org/expresscare. Santino Rosso with an RBI single in the first. In his return to Medler Field, Lebrano Park. First pitch swinging, shallow left center. Jewell coming on, his first chance of the game, puts it away. A quick, efficient 1-2-3 inning for Jordan Morales. 2.5 gone, 3-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We work our way to the bottom of the third. Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Grant Norris struck out swinging in the first. First pitch swinging. Foul down to Tim Battle at third, who comfortably makes the play. 0-1. Worst bats from the right side. Grant's out of Somerset. Line to right field, but right there, perfectly positioned to his credit is Abatini. One out. Cam Buford, RBI single in the first. Now up to 19 runs knocked in. Even against him, we found him, but Jesse's deep and left anyway. Vogel's several steps back now in center. That's on the ground to third. Gobbles it up. Trouble for Durrell. Throw to first. Sweep tag. Missed him, and he's safe. Pulled him off the bag. O'Reilly tried to sweep tag him. And he's safe. Austin Ball. That'll be an E5. Ball wrapped into a 3-6-1 double play to end the first inning. can always tell the contingent that's on his side. They're all wearing Austin Ball 25 jerseys down below, T-shirts. Outside corner for a strike, it's 0-1. Ball out of Palmyra, played at Shippensburg. Actually started at Middle Tennessee State. Hit 20 home runs in his career in college. Drove in 86, hit 317. Outside for Ball, 1-1 to Austin. Now against Ball, Abatini does back up a bit and right. Middle infield double play depth. And Fauci to the plate. Outside for a ball, 2-1 the count. 3-1 State College, bottom of the third. Each team with three hits so far. Torrential downpour between 3 o'clock and 5:30. This game only started 11 minutes late. The pitch. Down low, 3-1 to Austin. Will Jewell on deck. After Caleb Hill had that collision at home plate where he scored, he exited the game. Will Jewell replaced him and left. 3-1 to Ball. And the pitch. In the dirt, ball four. So for Austin Ball, that's the 13th time he's walked this season. First and second and one out for Will Jewell. Jewell went 0-for-3 last night, but he did drive in a run with a sacrifice fly. Hitting 188, he's driven in two. He has a couple of doubles. Out of Houston Christian in Salinas, California. Here's the pitch by Fauci. Checked it. That's a strike. 0-1 the count. Jewel's one of the really good guys, always comes up, wants to talk to you. Treats everybody so well. 0-1. That is to right field, down the line. Abatini puts it away, tagging his Buford at second on his way to third. He'll get there standing. First and third, two outs. Kyle Russell, RBI single in the second. That's the one where Hill had the collision with Reeder at home plate. For Russell, it was his seventh RBI, and he's got another chance here. Straight away in the outfield. Fontenboa deeper and left. And the pitch to Russell. In tight, ball one. With fastball at 92 that time. Flag barely moving in left center. Field completely now in shade. The pitch. Swing and a miss on the changeup. It's 1-1. 3-1 State College. Bottom of the third. First and third, two outs. Bounced it in. Good job by Reeder to block it. He saved a run. It's 2-1. That time, Chris used the chest protector to block it. Looked like Tristan Jari that time. 2-1 the count. He's the Penguins goalie for the uninitiated. 2-1. Curveball for a strike in or out. That was a great pitch that time by Fauci. Two balls, two strikes on Kyle Russell. Ball out to his lead at first. Buford at third. 2-2 to Russell. Here it is. There goes Ball. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him, and the inning is over. Fauci notches strikeout number four. No runs, no hits, an error, two left at the end of three. 3-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Enjoy a great weekend with the State College Spikes. It's a pair of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder on tap. Saturday, the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township on Hospitality Night. Sunday, it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark Takeover on a Sunday Fun Day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, here at the ballpark tonight, Spikes with a 3-1 lead. I had a woman come up to me last night and say to me,
"Yeah,
well, I wish Joe Putnam would wear that pink tuxedo again."
That is for special occasions.
She wanted the picture with you.
Well,
with the pink tuxedo.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to see. I do try to appease the public whenever possible.
You do please the masses.
Jordan Morales' first pitch of the fourth inning is a strike, breaking ball over the outer portion of the plate to Anthony Abatini, grounded into a double play first time up.
These wonderful fans here tonight, Joe. I think you know what we got to do?
What's that?
We got to give them hot dogs.
You know what? I think I know where to get some.
You know people.
How about end of this half inning we do it?
I'm willing to throw.
Fastball for a strike on the outer edge. 2-1 the count to Abatini. Or excuse me, a 1-2 pitch. And this is soft liner and deflected off the mid of Norris. That one hit the ground and then took a odd hop.
Wow. That had, you know, if we're at the U.S. Open Tennis Championship, that would be called a topspin lob. I'm not serious. That had so much topspin on it.
Exactly. So Abatini is aboard. That'll be a base hit. So it's a second infield single on a tough play up the middle for the Thunder in this game, and Chase Engelhard swings and misses at the fastball, 0-1.
Well, Morales ate up a lot of innings, 85 and a third at Purdue this year in 15 starts.
Absolutely. Now, he was mostly a reliever when he started his time here at Penn State, but phased into the rotation his second year. Is a fly ball to right field, late break by Hex, but he does get to it, fires to second, not in time. Abatini beats it. He was held up. As Hex got a late break on the ball, but came up quickly on it and fired that throw to second. And credit for recognizing the situation, but Abatini was able to advance. Engelhard gets the single.
Well, I give Abatini a lot of credit because, I mean, he's in no man's land there.
Oh, yeah. Stuck in between first and second, not knowing if Hex makes the play, but he is aboard. Still, Jack Riley reached on an infield single his first time up. First pitch, breaking ball down and in for ball one.
Yeah, he hit his in the hole between short and third.
And Kyle Russell made a fantastic play to get to it.
He did.
Very nearly threw him out at first. 1-0. That one high and tight. It hits off the bat of O'Reilly. That's a foul ball and strike one. Three-one lead for the Spikes here in the top of the fourth inning. First of another two-game miniseries here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Play tomorrow at 6:35, and that's it. Thunder back out of town. Bouncer to the left side. Taken by Buford. Toss to second for one. Norris on to first. Double play. They go around the horn. 5-4-3. two gone here on the top of the fourth.
Second one that turned tonight, Joe, to go with the 6-4-3 double play in the first inning.
That's 11 on the ground here in the second half for the Spikes. And now with Abatini having gone to third on the play, here is Jesse Fontaboa, who, speaking of pleasing the masses, he did so in his return to Happy Valley, striking out in the second inning as the McDonald's strikeout guy. Swing and a foul tip off of Spiegel. 0-1 the count. Well, Jesse has had really a good start to the second half with the Thunder after he was had a very solid stint with the Spikes here last year.
He's a good player. I like Jesse.
0-1. Morales, the southpaw, delivers. Swing and a miss on the fastball, and it's 0-2.
In the second half, Joe, he's hitting .324. He's got two home runs, 10 knocked in along the way. I mean, he's been good. Or a home run, two knocked in, I should say. But .324, not bad.
Called strike three. Fastball in the inner portion of the plate, right above the knees. That's the fourth strikeout for Jordan Morales tonight. Brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. If you had a great Mountain Nittany Health experience, please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Two hits, one left on base, but no scoring. And at the end of three and a half, 3-1 State College on the Spiked Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Enjoy a great weekend with the State College Spikes. It's a pair of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder on tap. Saturday, the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township on Hospitality Night. Sunday, it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Knox Preston, Josh Spiegel, Austin Roccaforte. 8-9-1 batters due up for the Spikes here on the bottom of the fourth. Leading the game 3-1, although Trenton up in the hit column 5-3. But two errors for Trenton as well, and the pitch swung on and missed. 0-1 the count to Preston, who laid down a beautiful sacrifice bunt his last time up. Sonny Fauci, the right-hander, into the windup, 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss again. Breaking ball tails away, 0-2 to Knox. Knox has been very successful here across both halves of the Spikes 2024 season, but particularly here in the second half. 9 RBIs his last three games, up and in for a ball. Knox had to duck out of the way of that one. In the DH spot tonight, and I think Knox got a little shaken up last night, so that's why he's hitting 8th in the order this evening, as he takes a breaking ball for a called strike. He's usually been hitting 6. He's been very productive there. I think more so to get him into the flow of the game. Not trying to push things along for him here after he was shaken up last night. Well, the fifth strikeout of the game for Sonny Fauci is the first out of the bottom of the fourth, and here is Josh Spiegel. Of course, this the Toyota RAV fourth inning. Take a look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard here as well, as Josh Spiegel swings and misses, and that breaking ball caught Reeder. I think that caught him in the noggin, and of course, on that collision at the plate earlier in the game, so he's going to walk this off and really try to clear the cobwebs. And Josh Spiegel knows how that goes and picked up his mask for him. And Reeder is a battler back there, no question about it.
On the scoreboard.
Yes.
Joe Kovacs, Penn Stater, Penn State's own third consecutive silver medal in the shot put.
Breaking ball outside.
Rio, Tokyo, now Paris.
Wow.
And then Steven Nedorosik.
Yes.
Individual bronze medal, winning it today on the pommel horse.
Absolutely. And, boy, what a folk hero he has become. And we've known here for a long time at Happy Valley how good Steven Nedorosik is. But now I think the world is finding out. He clinched the bronze medal as a team for the U.S., first medal in the Olympics in quite some time, as the grounder on to second, scooped by Battapaglia, throw to first, and that's out number two.
But I want to make sure we get Joe Kovacs in, winning his silver, and Steven Nedorosik winning his bronze, or earning his bronze.
Yes.
And two Penn Staters getting it done in Paris.
Absolutely. I think I saw a list earlier today. Penn State has the second most Olympians of any Big Ten school, but it's only by margin of one. There's 16, I want to say, is the count of Penn Staters participating in the Olympic Games for not only Team USA, but other countries across the world as well. Right. Owen won the count to Austin Rocaforte after he takes the fastball for a strike. Next offering, a breaking ball low.
They medal in men's volleyball. Three of the critical guys are going to be Matty Anderson, Russell, and Max Holt.
Absolutely. All under the tutelage. Mark Pavlik here at Penn State, what a great career he has had, and it's continuing on, of course. Penn State men's volleyball has a bright future coming up here, I think, this coming spring.
And Haley Washington.
Yes.
And Micah Hancock on the women's team did a piece. There's a strike.
That's strike two, so now it's a 2-2 count.
Did a piece with Haley Washington. We did the piece at Petit Library.
Oh, yeah.
On TV, because she loves books.
And the bouncer, and that one taken in the midsection by a Reeder. Doubled over for a moment there, but he pops right back up. 3-2.
And the United States men's basketball team today played the managers and beat Puerto Rico. I'm kidding. 104-83.
3-2. Breaking ball. It's a called strike three around the knees. That is the sixth strikeout of the night for Sonny Fauci, who is now retired. Five in a row. Mm-hmm. Going to the fifth. 3-1 State College here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mm-hmm.
Back here to Medler Field at Lebrano Park into the fifth inning, and unfortunately, Austin Roccaforte, again, I said the breaking ball around the knees. He contested that, and apparently his words to choice, he has been ejected from the game by home plate umpire Dustin Field. So
his words resonated.
I would say they did, but maybe not in a great fashion. Nevertheless, Parker Cadu will take over in the top spot of the batting order for Roccaforte. He enters the game at third base. Cam Buford actually moves to right field. First time we've seen him there this year, as the 1-0 to Hunter Dereau swung on and missed on the high fastball.
Well, again, no Hill now because he's out of the game. Roccaforte's been thrown out, so two of the outfielders are gone.
Yeah. And that pitch swung on and missed. 1-2 the count to Dereau, who is 0-for-1 with a ground down tonight. Cooper Hext moves from right field to center field. And that pitch is fouled to the right side. So Hext now in center. Buford now in right. Cadu now at third.
Center field, Cooper Hext. And right field, Cam Buford.
And the 1-2 to Dereau. That is upstairs for a ball, 2-2. Now, this has been an interesting contest tonight on a Saturday
night.
Yeah,
it is, really.
Well, the Spikes lead it 3-1 here. And the 2-2 pitch from Morales, who's been outstanding in his first start for the Spikes. Bouncer foul, third base side. He did pick up the victory in his very first appearance for the Spikes on Wednesday, the afternoon game.
His, so far, his only relief appearance of 2024.
That's right. He was a starter at Purdue, third team, all Big Ten performer there. And the 2-2 pitch, lifted in the air, center field. Hext on his horse, going out to the warning track. He looks up, but that ball is gone. So Hunter Dereau goes deep to bring the Thunder within one.
415 feet.
Well, the humidity not quite the same with the showers passing through earlier, the storms earlier on today, but the ball's still flying.
Left at 104.
And now a 3-2 ball game as Chris Reeder comes to the plate.
I give Reeder credit. He stayed in the game.
Yeah.
And he's had another foul ball last inning. Had to walk that off.
And bouncer foul, third base side, Adonis Smith. Let's say he gave it a look on that one.
Weak. I mean, sure, it would have broken his hand, but still.
By the way, Dereau with his second home run of the season.
Yep.
11th RBI and a foul ball. Jordan Morales did come off the mound to field it. He played. It's credit to him, but Dustin Fields right on it immediately. He says it went off. And, well, now Reeder is saying, I'm not sure what the situation, or did Reeder, did it hit him out of the box?
Now there's, no, he's still at the plate.
He's still at the plate, but that was an odd play.
I don't know what he's complaining about.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that helps him because otherwise he would have been thrown out by
right.
Morales. But back to action and the pitch. Fastball down and in. One ball, one strike.
That was weird.
And the next offering lifted foul, first base side. 1-2 the count. Blue skies above us.
And nice.
Little hints, a little bit of gray up in the clouds, but tiny gray clouds.
It's just for effect.
Exactly. It was a rainy afternoon, turned into a sun-splashed evening here as the 1-2 swung on and missed strike three. And Jordan Morales has recorded his fifth strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. Ian Battipaglia now to the plate. Battipaglia 0-for-1, struck out against Morales back in the third. And the pitch, that's a strike over the inside corner. And Morales, actually, he stopped down a bit after the Big Ten season was done, but he did see some action with Lafayette in the Prospect League. So he's able to come in here to the Spikes fully stretched out. He really made just that one relief appearance just to, you know, dip his toe in the water. And now he's going to be a member of the rotation.
It looks like he's fortified it.
No question. Terrific performance so far tonight as the 0-2 breaking ball swing. Yes, it was. Appeal down to Steve Oakes. And Mattapaglia goes around on the breaking ball in the dirt. Six strikeouts for Jordan Morales. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Two gone in the top of the fifth. Spikes up 3-2, and Ryan Vogel the batter. Center fielder Doubleton scored in the first inning, struck out of the third, and swings at the changeup. That dipped out of the zone. A miss, 0-1. Morales delivers, swing and a miss once again. Another changeup. That just dove out of the way of Vogel's bat as the first pitch did. Now Morales out of the stretch. The 0-2 down and in. Bounces away from Spiegel. One ball, two strikes. This was a battery here at Midler Field at Lebrano Park for the Spikes. Jordan Morales, Josh Spiegel, teammates for the Nittany Lions. One ball and two strikes. Morales sets. And the pitch. That's fouled over the netting. Ricochets off the girder back down to the first row in front of home plate. Scramble for the ball is won by a fan of the second row. Immediately gives it up to the youngster, also pursuing the baseball. One and two, the count. Two gone, bases empty here in the top of the fifth. And the 1-2. Breaking ball outside, 2-2. Ramada out of town. Scoreboard in the MLB Draft League is one game down tonight. West Virginia and Frederick were rained out down in Maryland. That game canceled, will not be made up. Both teams losing a game off their schedule. Now the 2-2 swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him with an outstanding curveball that time. Morales, after allowing the solo homer, bounces back to strike out the side. The seventh K brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. So the Spikes allow a run, but nothing more in the top of the fifth. Halfway home at Midler Field at Lebrano Park, 3-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 3-2 lead for the Spikes. As, well, flickering of the lights here. Well, they immediately pop back on. Cooper Hext leads off the bottom of the fifth inning. Grant Norris and Cam Buford to follow. 2-3-4 batters. And the pitch, that's sails high. Reeder tried to stab at it, couldn't get it. 1-0 the count.
One note on Jordan Morales. Keep in mind, at Purdue this year, he averaged nearly six innings per start.
Yep.
So this is not unusual. He had 85 and a third in 15 starts. That's nearly six innings per start.
And the pitch, that is in tight for a ball. 2-0 to Hex. Showed bunt on the first pitch, did not on the second. Spikes have been doubled up in the hit column 6-3, but lead it 3-2 here. And the 2-0 to X taken for a strike. Fastball at 91 over the outer edge.
Well, the Spikes have also turned two double plays tonight. It's made a big difference.
Absolutely. Trenton with a pair of errors as well. Plus a passed ball. And that one way high. Gets over everything to the bricks. 3-1 to Hext. Spikes with two in the first inning, one in the second. Trenton with a run in the first, and then Hunter DeRose solo homer in the fifth. A 415-footer. And the 3-1, and Hex sends this one deep to right field. Abatini going back. He's looking up. It's off the wall. Extra bases for Hex around second. He will hold there. And Cooper Hex with another extra base hit for the Spikes.
He thought about that fifth triple, but settles for his seventh double. And now he has 13 extra base hits with the Spikes.
Entering the night, four players were tied for second in extra base hits with eight. And Hex now has 13. Cooper having himself a time here in Happy Valley, and he is in scoring position as Grant Norris steps up, the former Nittany Lion himself. 0-2 so far tonight. Shows bunt, draws it back, pitch in the dirt, gets away from Reeder. That'll be a wild pitch to move Hex to third.
I think the bunt's off now.
I would say so. So Ian Battipaglia is now at third. Hunter DeRoe is now at second.
No, I feel better now.
And the 1-0. That's a strike. Well, Adonis Smith has been shifting guys around in the defensive alignment already today.
Yeah.
And the pitch, that is nubbed down the first base line, but it'll go foul. Scooped up in the grass by Jack O'Reilly, who stays at first base.
Pirates, by the way, are in a rain delay.
Yeah, apparently it is pouring in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Ironic that it's pouring in Pittsburgh, but clear skies here.
Oh, here it's beautiful. And by the way, there's nothing in the forecast here.
Yeah, pouring and very dark is the... just saw a photo of what's going on in Pittsburgh. 1-2. That one gets behind Norris. Did it hit him? It did.
Yeah, that's why no advance by Hext.
Yep.
I mean... Pouring in very dark. Julie Henry's just showing me the picture.
Yep.
Right. Pouring in very dark, much like the nights I work with Jerry Valeri.
Aww.
I think that's kind of cruel. Although I did say earlier, when the one kid couldn't, I said, I feel like I'm at the Valeri house. He's talking and they're not listening to him.
Sean Chacon is out to the mound. The Thunder pitching coach, former big leaguer himself, and the entire infield is joining him, first and third. And
he was a good big leaguer.
He was very good. If you can pitch for the Colorado Rockies at Coors Field, you can pitch.
I mean, any place that you go where they say, by the way, could you wait 5 minutes? We're not quite done with the baseballs and the humidor. Right? You've got a problem.
With Sonny Fauci trying to get back on track here. Sean with some words to help him with that. Hext at third. Norris at first after being hit by the pitch.
So it's going to be 86 tomorrow, Joe.
Yes.
Then the off day is Monday, 88. Then after that, Tuesday, 79. 74 Wednesday. 74 on Thursday. I mean, every day the rest of the month's like that. Just screams, let's go to the ballpark.
Absolutely. Cam Buford takes a strike on the inner half. Fastball at 93. Cam with an RBI single in the first inning, reached on an error in the third.
Norris 1-for-2 in stolen bases, Joe.
Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, called strike, and that was in there. 0-2.
Well, he's been good tonight.
Yes. Dustin Fields working the plate tonight. Steve Oakes is at first. Brian DiDomenico at third base, although currently occupying the spot behind the mound with the alignment of the runners. And the 0-2 pitch swung on and missed. Strike three, or is it a foul ball?
It was strike three.
Strike three, and with first base having been occupied by Norris, Buford is out, but Grant does reach second on what will be a wild pitch. And Austin Ball is on. I don't believe that he was taking off prior to that ball hitting the dirt.
I don't think so, no.
So that is the seventh strikeout for Sonny Fauci tonight, but now runners on second and third, one out for Austin Ball. First pitch to Austin, fouled off the sweet level back down below, and Austin hasn't really done much this year. All he's done is knock in 12 runs already. And now has a pair of runners in scoring position, trying to bolster the Spikes 3-2 lead.
His rooting section could do a wave.
0-1. That is flared foul, left side, 0-2 to Ball. And they are anxiously awaiting. I think they all want to see Austin go deep here, but Austin knows his primary job here is to
get two runs in.
If you can drive it and get a hold of it to put it out of here to make it three, great. But just drive it, score two, make it a three-run game. And he does drive it up the middle into center field. Coming in to score is Hex. Norris will be held up at third as Vogel was on the scene right away. But it is an RBI single for Austin Ball, his 13th run batted in this season. And it's now a 4-2 lead for State College.
You want to know why it's not a two-run single? He hit it too hard. He did. He
95 off the bat, and, yeah, got to Vogel quickly.
Yeah, because Norris has good speed. Grant would have scored, except the ball got so fast out to Vogel.
And Fauci thought he had a shot at it, too, trying to stab at it
no.
up the middle. Here's Will Jewell, who entered the game right. in left field in the third. He's 0-for-1.
Right. For Sonny, the rides are open at Fantasyland if he thought that was the case. He had no shot at getting it.
Yeah.
By the time he waved his glove, it was past second base.
1-0. Grounder to the right side, taken in by DeRoe, now playing second. Throw to second base for one, but that's all they'll get. As Jewell reaches, it's an RBI fielder's choice as Norris crosses the plate. Ball erased on the force play, 4-6, but will Jewell get credit for the RBI to make it 5-2? His third run batted in this season.
The second time in this game that Trenton has scored and the Spikes have come back with two in their half of the inning.
Seems like that's the way with the Spikes. Every time you get a flurry from the opponent and the Spikes are engaged on offense, they come right back with a flurry of their own and often surpass it. First pitch, breaking ball is inside for a ball. 1-0. We've even seen that on the road, the series against Frederick. I mean, Wednesday's a prime example. That was an absolute slugfest, and every time Frederick put together a big inning, the Spikes put together a bigger inning.
Yeah, that happens when you score 17 runs.
Leading the league in runs scored by far after that game.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss by Russell, 1-1 the count. 94-mile-an-hour fastball on the last pitch from Fauci, and the righty delivers. Swing and a miss, fastball high and tight that time, but it tied Kyle up, and it's 1-2.
So Fauci, pitch number 95 coming up. Morales, by the way, at 86 pitches.
Well, there is no action in the Spikes bullpen.
Oh, he's taking the sixth inning.
Here's the 1-2. There goes Jewell. Pitch, bounce, down the third baseline, goes foul. Jewell will go back to first, and Russell will still have a 1-2 count. Ramada out of town. Scoreboard told you in the MLB Draft League, Frederick and West Virginia canceled due to rain, but they are playing out in Niles, Ohio. Mahoning Valley trailing Williamsport 2-0, top of the sixth, and another brief flicker of the lights.
One guy booed. Very, very edgy crowd, John.
I suppose so.
Edgy.
1-2. Runner goes again. Pitches a breaking ball in tight for a ball. Throw down to second, not in time, and Will Jewell has the stolen base.
That's his second.
That is the fourth stolen base by the Spikes as a team tonight.
This is a guy that, at the plate, that's driven in a run tonight.
Did so with his single in the second inning. Of course, there was a collision at home, but Hill was able to score. Mm-hmm. Certainly hope he is all right. He was lifted from the game after that. Breaking ball and a called strike three on the inner half. That's eight strikeouts for Sonny Fauci in this one, but the Spikes score a pair in the bottom of the fifth. They do so on two hits, one runner left on base, and at the end of five, it's now State College 5, Trenton 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning, and Jordan Morales back on the mound for the Spikes, the starter.
This will be his last inning. They're finally starting to throw somebody in the Spikes bullpen. Just a loosening, light throwing.
And it's just started, and Santino Rosso, very impressive final week of the first half playing for the Spikes. But he's actually already destined to play for Trenton in the second half. But, man, he liked coming back here, and Spikes sure liked having him.
Yeah, he did a great job.
First pitch strike from Morales to Rosso in a lefty-lefty matchup. Santino already 1-for-2 in this game with an RBI.
He came in 222. I mean, leaving here, he got depressed.
Now the pitch. That's a strike on the inner half. Rosso playing here in Happy Valley. He played four games here, hit .467, 7 of 15. And he was impressive in the field as well.
Everywhere they put him.
The 0-2. Liner into right field, a base hit. So Rosso getting some of that Medler Field at Lebrano Park feeling back, I'm sure. Second hit of the night for him, a leadoff single here in the sixth. And Anthony Abatini, the switch-hitting right fielder, stays a righty here in his third time up. Grounded into a double play in the first, reached on an infield single in the fourth. 5-2 State College here, although Trenton out hitting the Spikes, 7-5. And the first pitch swung on, lift in the air, center field. Hext coming in on it and puts it away. Rosso retreats to first, one gone. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the Major League ranks. We'll get to that in a moment. Pete DeRocher, another former Spike, joined Rosso on the Spikes roster for the final week of the first half. He'll check in to pinch hit for DH Chase Engelhard, who finishes the game 1-for-2, and DeRocher will assume the DH role. And first pitch to him, a fouled back. Pete, a .235 average in his four games with the Spikes, did knock in a run with Trenton. .161 the batting average, .235 the on-base percentage. He does have a homer and has two runs batted in. And the pitch, chopped foul, third base side, 0-2 the count. In the big leagues, the Pirates in that rain delay with the Diamondbacks in the bottom of the fourth. Pittsburgh is leading 1-0 on Joey Bart's solo homer. We'll see if and when they can pick that back up tonight. Rangers leading the Red Sox 4-3, bottom of the fourth. 0-2 pitch. That's a ball outside, 1-2. Royals leading the Tigers 3-1, going to the eighth inning in Detroit. Twins up 1-0 on the White Sox, going to the fifth. Orioles and Guardians tied at 2, bottom 4 in Cleveland. 1-2, breaking ball called, strike 3 on the inside corner. And Jordan Morales records his 8th strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health, fit for play, offers fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly, so you can get back to your normal activities faster. Visit MountNittany.org/fit for play. Two down, Santino Rosso remains at first, and Jack O'Reilly the batter for Trenton. Infield single in the second inning, double play in the fourth. One of two, the spikes have turned. First pitch, a fastball in tight, ball one. On the Ramada out of town scoreboard, Reds lead the Giants 6-0 going to the fifth inning. And the 1-0. That is lifted in the air, left center field. Jewel, Hex, both looking at it. Hex coming over, makes the play. Center fielder with the grab. And for the Thunder in the top of the sixth, no runs, a hit, one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth here at Midler Field in Lombardo Park on a gorgeous Saturday night. 5-2, Spikes lead it on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Into the bottom of the sixth inning, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. A nice mic'd up segment with Spikes manager Tim Battle up on the big screen here in between the top and bottom halves of the sixth. Entertaining look.
It was a paint the park pink night game.
Yes, indeed. This past Saturday,
4,175.
One ball, no strikes to Knox Preston. 0-for-1 with a sacrifice bunt tonight, and the pitch upstairs for a ball, 2-0. Good crowd on hand here this evening, even despite the earlier precipitation.
Mm-hmm.
We got underway at 6:46, an 11-minute delay. 2-0 count. That's fouled back to the screen, 2-1 to Knox. And you will be able to see that if you happen to miss out on the mic'd up segment with Tim. You will be able to see that on Spike's social media channels
really
very
good.
Soon.
Really good. Gives you an insight into the guy and how he handles people.
Two balls and a strike. Down and away for a ball, 3-1 the count. Preston to be followed by Josh Spiegel and then Parker Cadu now hitting in the leadoff spot. And the pitch swung on and missed. Breaking ball was low. 3-2.
Fauci's at 103 pitches now.
And there is no action in the Trenton bullpen.
No. Now, of the 103 pitches, he's only thrown 57 strikes.
He's had to scuffle a little bit tonight.
Yeah, he has. They've made him work.
Payoff pitch to Preston. Breaking ball inside and low, ball four, and Knox works the leadoff walk. That's the fifth walk issued by Sonny Fauci.
Plus, he's also hit a batter.
He has struck out eight batters, but don't really like to see that five in the walk column.
And the starter. One and the one hit. And
oh, the lights flickered again.
Spiegel's looking around saying, that didn't happen when I played her.
Spiegel 0 for 2, struck out in the second, grounded out in the fourth. 5-2 lead for the Spikes, and the pitch upstairs swung on and missed 0-1. Finishing off the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Rays leading the Astros 2-1 top of the fifth. Braves on top of the Marlins 3-1 bottom four. Rockies and Padres about to get underway. Dodgers and A's later tonight, as well as the Phillies and the Mariners. Pitch swung on and missed 0-2 to Spiegel. Yankees defeated the Blue Jays today 8-3. Former Spike Clay Holmes with his 23rd save.
They intentionally walked Judge in the second inning.
Pitch upstairs for a ball 1-2 to Spiegel.
That's a little different.
A little bit. Cardinals defeated the Cubs 5-4.
Ali Marmol.
Lars Nootbaar had the go-ahead sac fly in the ninth inning at Wrigley. 1-2. Big looping curve, but it stays high. 2-2 the count.
Watched a little bit of the Padres game last night. Mike Schilt, of course, the manager there.
Yep. Nationals defeated the Brewers earlier today as well, 6-4. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch bounces in. Taking off for second is Preston, and there'll be no throw. Knox moves to second. That'll be a wild pitch as it hit the dirt and just deflected off Reeder, and he could not come up with it in time to make the throw.
He's a smart player.
Knox really is. He picks his spots exceptionally well. He's not a speedster, but for the most part, he'll get to second base because he knows how to pick his spots.
Left-handed action now in the Trenton bullpen.
And a line drive to left center field for a base hit. This will roll to the gap. Preston around third. He will score. Spiegel turning on the Jets into second with a head first slide. The throw bounces towards first, but is backed up by O'Reilly. It's an RBI double for Josh Spiegel.
His family down below doing a little dance.
Oh, they love it.
Yep. There you go.
7-2 lead for the Spikes as Josh Spiegel launches his first double with State College, his fifth run batted in. And now
Sonny is gone.
Adonis Smith is out
okay.
to
so,
make the change.
Sonny is about to set. He's a good pitcher.
He is. He really is. Had to scuffle tonight. Battled his way through. But the Spikes able to get to him here at Medler Field at LeBron O'Park. Five plus innings for Fauci. Spiegel family still loving it here.
Well, he came back to the dugout.
Uh-huh.
Right, just because they're changing pitchers. Right, and family's waving at him. And he wasn't looking over. There you go. So the Austin Ball contingent, the Josh Spiegel contingent, they're here tonight and they're happy. And this crowd, which is a great crowd on this Saturday night, they're loving it. Andrew Impetore is going to be the pitcher.
And a left-hander.
His first appearance, by the way, with Trenton. And we get John Travolta.
And Olivia Newton-John.
There we go. All right. There we go. That's great.
Five plus innings on the mound for Fauci.
Okay. He wouldn't dare wear a pink tuxedo. Because he knows darn well you'd overshadow him.
Well, as Travolta and Newton-John cavort at the end of the film Grease, the pitching change movie clip here at the ballpark. We'll step aside for a brief call to the bullpen. Spikes leading 6-2. We'll have the numbers. Well, we'll have the information on Imperator. No numbers yet for the Thunder, as well as the rest of the sixth inning when we come back on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes.
And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. Enjoy a great weekend with the State College Spikes. It's a pair of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder on tap. Saturday, the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township on Hospitality Night. Sunday, it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So with the bottom of the sixth approaching, Imperatore was warming up. The lights flickered on two occasions, so the light system is being reset so that it does not happen over the course of the remainder of the game. And most likely it's happened because of the storms we did have earlier in the day. Now, even without the lights on, I mean, we've got the video board lit up right now. I think we could probably play, but...
Actually, we probably could. That's okay. Let's just reset and go from there.
Best to have full sight here, so the system just getting reset briefly, and it'll be back on in no time. But, again, the storms earlier today, I think they messed with the power, and that might be the root cause, but in any case...
Sonny Fauci, 5 innings... So far, 6 hits. Well, he ended up at 6 hits. So far, 6 runs. He's responsible for Spiegel at second. Walk 5, hit 1, but did strike out 8. It wasn't to his standard. How about that?
Yep.
He has a very, very high standard for Sonny Fauci, who came in with a 1.93 ERA. He came in at 2-0. He's not going to win this one tonight, and his ERA is going to go up over 2 after it's done. I think he's up – well, actually, it's going to go higher than that, up to 3.80. So, I mean, the Spikes tacked 2 runs onto his ERA tonight.
So, brief delay here while the light system resets, and it looks like it's coming back up. There it is. Should be good to go for the remainder of the game.
Who are these people?
The quick change. Well, Imperatore with the delay is going to be allowed to a few more warm-ups here. He is out of Anderson University down in South Carolina, but a native of New Hyde Park, New York.
I did a basketball game once in Anderson, South Carolina. Penn State was playing Clemson in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and Little John Coliseum was under renovation.
Okay.
So even though Penn State stayed on the Clemson campus,
yes,
we went down and he played it at the Anderson Civic Center. Now, I eventually did do a game in Little John.
Yes.
A year ago, yep. Almost 2 years ago. But yes, I've done a game in Anderson, South Carolina. You look at me like, every time I turn around, he's done a game somewhere.
Exactly.
It's called a long career.
Parker Cadu up for the first time at the plate, checked in as the third baseman tonight in the fifth inning. He's in the leadoff spot in the order. Showed bunt, drew it back. First pitch ball from Imperatore.
Long, fortunate career.
It's been fortunate to have you chronicling Penn State basketball and football. Bunt foul, third base side, 1-1.
Kind of you.
Yeah.
From the voice of the Lady Lions.
Yeah. Hoping for many more great moments in the Lady Lions season this year, as I'm sure there will be for Mike Rhodes and the Nittany Lion basketball team.
Hoping for many more great seasons working together with the Spikes.
Absolutely. Called strike of the knees, or thereabouts, 1-2.
Well, it was borderline.
Borderline. Hmm. 1-2 to Cadu. 6-2 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Look, we're not being political with the border thing, okay? It's just borderline, okay?
1-2. Bounces past Reeder, moving up to third is Spiegel. That'll be a wild pitch.
That's the other thing, too. Fauci did uncork a few of those tonight.
Yes, he did. 4 officially.
4? Yeah. Wow. Fauci fought his way through the game.
Yeah.
And I give him a lot of credit for fighting through the game because you don't quite have it, and yet you still continue to work it.
2-2. Bouncer down the first baseline and slips past O'Reilly down the right field line. Trotting in from third is Spiegel. Cadu on to second. I believe that to be a double.
Yep. That'll be seven earned runs now for Fauci in this game because he was responsible for Spiegel.
That's just a tough bouncer up the first base line.
Yeah.
Center fielder number five, Cooper.
And Cooper Hext will step in with Cadu having just provided his third double as a spike and his eighth RBI.
There's still nobody out. They scored two runs in this inning.
Yeah, we're still in the bottom of the sixth. Seven hits now for the Spikes, matching the Thunder in the hit column. And here is Cooper Hext immediately slices one to center field for a base hit. Cadu around third. Vogel's throw to the plate is offline. Moving up to second on the throw is Hext. It's an RBI single for Cooper and extends the lead to 8-2.
You are watching the team that is currently number one in the league in hitting. The Spikes came in tonight at 279.
Three hits already in this inning, two of them for extra bases. Throw in a Knox Preston walk. Three runners have already scored, making a 5-2 game into an 8-2 game. And now Grant Norris trying to join the hit parade. Hit by a pitch his last time up. He takes a strike, breaking ball over the inner, or rather the outer portion of the zone. 0-1 the count to the righty Norris.
Jordan Morales can comfortably go to the showers. He did his job tonight.
Certainly did. Six strong innings on the mound for Morales in his first start with the Spikes. Already 1-0 with State College. Could very well be 2-0 as this pitch bounced foul third base side. 0-2 the count to Grant Norris.
Seven hits, two runs, both earned. But here's the difference. He struck out eight just like Fauci did, but did not walk a hitter.
And how many times have we seen that, Steve, this year? I mean, that's what Jeremy Neff has really thrived on, how he's been so successful. 25 strikeouts, just four walks. The 0-2 right to Norris swung on and missed strike three. So that's the first strikeout for Imperator and the first out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cam Buford up to the plate. He is 1-for-3. RBI single in the first. Reached on an error in the third. Struck out in the fifth. Hext remains at second. Buford in the right-handed box, bat high above his head. Now the pitch comes in, breaking ball down and in, ball one.
You can see the smiles on their faces tonight. They are enjoying this.
No question. And talking about this, I was actually talking about this with Tim Battle last night after the game. Tough loss for the Spikes. 1-0 pitch. Fastball down and in. But we talked about how the great crowd tonight. There's going to be a great crowd tomorrow night as well, but still room for you to join us.
Yep.
For Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark Takeover Night, Sunday Fun Day with a pregame catch on the field. Kids run the bases after the game. First 100 kids get a youth baseball glove. First 250 of the kids get to eat for free with a voucher for a hot dog, chips, and soda. But talking about the crowds, and you know, we were talking about last Saturday, the great crowd on hand for Paint the Park Pink, as we were talking about, 41-75 on that occasion. This is a team that really feeds off the energy it gets from the
question.
Fans here.
Every time you talk at ball four, every time you talk to the players, they can't wait to thank the crowd.
Absolutely. That's the first thing they talk about.
They're 17-5 here this year. I mean, 17-5 or 17-6. I mean, they finish this one out, they'll be 18-6. That means they've won 75% of their home games.
And remember back in 2013, we saw a team decorated with major leaguers that went 30-8 here at home. And this is a team that plays a lot like that team. They score a lot of runs. They do well in situations. Austin Ball, 1-for-2 with a walk and an RBI.
Team had a couple of big walk-offs, too.
They sure did. David Washington, the only walk-off grand slam
grand
in the
slam,
history of the Spikes.
Which was just an absolute baseball bomb.
Ball takes ball one. First and second, one gone. The pitch. That is fouled off the mask of Reeder. Gets dinged again.
Reeder's like, why did I show up for work tonight? he's had wild pitches. He's been has a foul off his leg, a foul off the mask. Hill, and he had a tremendous collision at the plate. He's looking at it like, really? I punched the time card?
As a catcher, you know you're going to take your share of dings, but Chris Reeder's had more than his share tonight. 1-1. Fades in for a strike on the inner half, 1-2.
It's been the Albert Jones of catchers. Poor Albert.
We will see Albert coming up here in the coming weeks.
He's the best. Ian Pittenger, I think Ian does a great job.
We'll see Ian as well umpiring here. 1-2, Hext takes off the pitch, down and away for a ball. Hext will take third. That's a stolen base. And Buford will get second as well on the steal.
Everybody clap your hands.
Well, Hext really got things going, but I think you got to credit both of them with a stolen base there.
Well, they both get one, sure. That's a double steal.
So that's now six stolen bases for the Spikes as a team tonight.
They're at their best when they run.
Austin Ball now with two runners in scoring position. Knocked in a run in this situation last time up. 2-2 pitch here. Skitter's foul, third base side.
Did a good job of just staying alive with that pitch. It was a curveball in on his hands, and he slapped at it. Yep. And so here it is. Now I get two strikes on him, right? What does he do? Chokes up about a half inch on that bat, maybe an inch.
And the infield now comes up all the way around with second and third. One out, 2-2. Outside, Reeder has to stretch for that one, but does snare it, and the count is full.
Reeder's, he's going to go to Adonis Smith. He says, can I be the DH tomorrow?
Now, the Thunder, one of the few teams in the league with just two catchers.
Right.
Joaquin Moncke is the other. Payoff pitch to Ball, bounced foul, first base side, lasting Millage. We'll make the scoop.
That's what a good base coach does. Sets an example.
Yes.
As opposed to this Ole stuff.
And not only that, he dribbled it through his legs before tossing it to the first base dugout.
Just, a little bit of style.
Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch. Grounder down the first baseline. Foul. We'll do it again. Gives us a chance to remind you that the Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. By the way, Williamsport now tied with Mahoning Valley. Top of the seventh there, it's 2-2 out at Eastwood Field.
Eighth pitch of the at-bat here, Joe.
Ball stands in. Still choked up on the bat, and the pitch lifted in the air. Right field, toward the line, Country Kia corner. Running it down, Abatini puts it away. The runners will tag at second and third. Hext crosses the plate. Buford moves to third. It's a sacrifice fly for Austin Ball, who once again does his job, brings in the run, 9-2 Spikes.
Two RBIs for him, 14 on the year.
And now Buford at third with two gone for Will Jewell, who knocked in a run his last time up on a fielder's choice. Officially 0 for 2. He has also stolen a base tonight. The pitch. Fastball down and away. 1-0. So Trenton coming in first place in the MLB Draft League's second half standings. A game and a half up on Mahoning Valley. But the Spikes making up some ground. They came in 3.5 back. In fourth place in the league's second half standings. But with West Virginia rained out tonight, Mahoning Valley in a tie, Spikes can gain ground on everybody above them in the standings. 1-1. Breaking ball down and in. And Reeder again goes down to the ground. And he is not necessarily as spry here in the bottom of the sixth inning as he was at the outset of this game.
Worn out. They've been wearing him out.
Sure have. Two balls and a strike. Pitch. High and away for ball three. Well, Fauci, five walks, a hit by a pitch, four wild pitches. Imperator already with one wild pitch, one walk. After entering the game here in the sixth, and the 3-1, high and away, ball four.
Ninth hitter of the inning coming up, Joe.
First and third with two outs for Kyle Russell, 1-for-3 with an RBI single.
If they get six more runs, it'll be your second 10-run inning of the year.
That's right. I'll have two to hang my hat on.
What bothers me is you put up a big poster here in the booth. Hey, Steve.
That's only because the plaque's not done yet.
Hey, Steve, I did a 10-run inning. You don't do 10 runs in a week.
Kyle Russell takes a ball down and in.
Josiah Vieira, the action innings.
Yes, indeed. We remember them so well here.
Fondly.
Very fondly. The 1-0. And it hits Russell on the left side. That one smarted a bit, but Kyle will head down to first base.
I'd say something. We got JoJo.
Oh, Steve.
Dave a couple times brought him up into the football booth.
That's right.
Well, you know, for those who don't realize, Josiah, if you never met him, was very short.
Yes.
You know, Pajeria causes that to happen.
Yes.
And so he's standing behind me. So I'm doing the game. So I picked him up and I put him on my left leg.
Yeah.
So he can watch the game.
Yep.
And Ron Moeller, I look over at the end of when they finally leave, he's in tears.
Yeah.
Like, I said, Ron, they're winning. What are you crying about? So... He had that kind of impact on everybody. He made everybody around him happy, and he also made everybody around them sometimes drawn to tears because they loved him so much.
Absolutely. No question. His number 10 jersey hangs proudly in the right field corner here.
When he came out for the All-Star game.
Yes.
The last time.
2018.
To make the pitching change. There wasn't a dry eye in the ballpark.
No.
And that included the players.
Yes.
We're talking about 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old players all out there, all choked up and in tears, and fans all choked up in tears when he did it, and that was his last appearance.
It was. Over 3,000 fans giving him a well-deserved standing ovation. All of them and both teams came out of both dugouts. His impact still felt here at the ballpark. His spirit still with us here at Medler Field, Lebrano Park, as Knox Preston, with the bases loaded, two outs, takes strike one at the knees.
And what's interesting, nobody knew he was going to do it because they weren't sure if he could go out there.
Exactly.
He was not well. And he said, no, I'm doing it.
Yep. Knox Preston swings at the 0-1 and fouls it to the concourse first base.
And that was the last second. He says, I'm doing it.
And Joe Kruzel was the Spikes manager. Yep. He was the All-Star game manager for the south side for the Spikes. And that pitch is fouled into the mitt of Reeder.
Wow.
Snow cones it, but hangs on.
Wow.
That was like a magic trick. It just appeared in his mitt, but it did hit the bat, and it did go in, and that is the second strikeout for Andrew Imperator, and it ends the sixth inning, but the Spikes, a lot of action here. Josiah would have loved this. Four runs on three hits, three runners left on base, and at the end of six full here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, State College leads Trenton 9-2 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
into the seventh inning here at Mettler Field at Leblano Park. Jordan Morales, six outstanding innings on the mound. He leaves now with the Spikes ahead 9-2. And so going to the bullpen, it is Chris Scholl, the right-hander, to enter the game with a seven-run lead. And taking it the rest of the way, we're talking about Josiah Vieira, last appearance of the 2018 New York Penn League All-Star Game. Joe Cruzo was the Spikes manager, offered to carry Josiah out to the mound to make the pitching change. But Josiah said, no, I'm going to do it. And as we go into the seventh inning, sharing these fond memories, a lot of fond memories over a lot of years since 2008 with this man, Steve Jones.
Thank you, Joe. And I want to tell you, everybody, so everybody understands this, there is no person on the face of the earth that was better at working with Josiah and bringing the best out in him than Joe Putnam.
And it was a pleasure yep. and a privilege.
But he could not, I mean, Joe was perfect, the perfect person to work for Josiah. So,
yep. And I think those who've been with us for a while here with the Spikes can still hear Josiah's voice on those middle innings.
Ah, Steve.
This will be the fifth appearance for Chris Scholl. Last time against Mahoning Valley, went an inning, two hits, one run, struck out one, walked one. That was back on Thursday night. First pitch, a strike to Jesse Fontebeau, who struck out twice tonight. Chris delivers. It's down low. T.J. Pound gets in the game for the first time after being out the last week. He's in for Norris. Pitch, that's lined up the middle, almost tore his head off, and into the center field for a base hit. Leadoff man aboard. As Pound takes over for Norris in second. Means the only bench player left is the catcher, Manny Jackson, for the Spikes. Norris tonight 0-for-3, but scored a run. He was hit by a pitch. Here's Durow. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Middle infield double play depth. The Spikes have turned two tonight. Cadu a little closer to the line. And the pitch. It's down low, 2-0 the count. So ball's at first, Pound now at second. Russell at short, Cadu is at third. Jules in left, Hext is in center, Buford's in right, and Spiegel is the catcher. 2-0. Up high, 3-0. It was borderline that time. He did not get the call. 3-0 the count. Chris out of San Antonio, Texas, did his pitching at Lubbock Christian. There's a strike right down the middle, 3-1. We mentioned good athlete. Not only a 4.39 ERA and a 5-2 record this year as a pitcher. In his career, 9-3 with a 4.38 ERA. But as a hitter, 22 home runs and 85 knocked in. Hit 327. Ground ball, left side. Cadu spins the second. What a play. Going to his left. Pirouettes and throws him out at second. One out. One of those smooth, made it look easy, that's very difficult to do. Here is Chris Reeder. He wants to just put a little bit more on the bat. Here we go. He's all set. Reeder at the plate is 0-for-2. Fouled out to Buford when he was playing third back in the second and struck out swinging in the fifth. Jordan Morales, six innings, seven hits, two runs, struck out eight, did not walk a batter. If you got a hit off, if you're at the plate against him, you had to earn your spot on base. He didn't hand you anything tonight. That's a strike. 0-1 the count from Chris. Infield at double play depth, outfield straight away, normal depth. Jewel may be a little deeper in left. P- Pitch, swing, and he fouled it at the plate. It's 0-2. Nine-2 State College. Hits are even at 8. But again, the reason the hits are even at 8 and State College is up 9-2 is the Spikes were more patient at the plate and Morales didn't walk anybody. Checked it. Did he go? Yeah, he did. Strike 3. Got him. Strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Fit for Play. They offer fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to your normal activities faster. Visit mountainindy.org/fitforplay. 2 outs. For a strikeout for Chris Scholl. Ian Battipaglia at the plate, 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. Takes a strike. It's 0-1. Struck out swinging in the third. Struck out swinging in the fifth. 0-1 the count. Scholl delivers. Outside, that missed 1-1. Fastball at 91. He can ratchet it up to 94-95 when he really cranks it. And the 1-1. Down low. Caught the plate, but low. 2-1 the count. Let's face it, they're not going to run. I mean, Durow is not going to run. Down 9-2. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. Nice pitch. Nice pitch low in the zone. 2-2 the count. 2 outs. Top of the 7th. Scholl delivers. That bounced in there. Good backhand by Josh Spiegel. No advance by Durow. 3-2 now the count. Now Durow will be running on this pitch. Flags in left center field. Not moving at all. 73 degrees right now. Just a beautiful night for baseball. We still have fireworks. There goes Durow on the ground to pound at second. Gobbles it up. Throws in time. The inning is over. Nice inning for Chris Scholl. No runs, a hit, one stranded. Seventh inning stretch time. 9-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Enjoy a great weekend with the State College Spikes. It's a pair of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder on tap. Saturday, the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township on Hospitality Night. Sunday, it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Alec Rodriguez will take over in the bottom of the seventh inning, the right-hander. Rodriguez, 6-foot, 191-pounder from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, did his pitching at St. Joe's in Philadelphia up on Hawk Hill. 23 years of age. making his sixth appearance, third in relief. 1-0 with a 4.40 ERA. 14 in the third. 10 hits, 8 runs, 7 earned. He has struck out 15, walked 6, hit 1. Opposing hitters batting 200 against him. Andrew Imperator went an inning. 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned. Walked 2, struck out 2. It's been the big difference tonight in terms of the pitching, because Morales and Scholl tonight have combined for 9 strikeouts and no walks. Meanwhile, the pitchers for Trenton have combined for 10 strikeouts, impressive, but 7 walks. And they've also hit 2. So Josh Spiegel to the plate. RBI double last time up in the 6th inning. He's 1-for-3. He struck out swinging in the 2nd. Grounded to 2nd in the 4th. The RBI double then scored a run in the 6th. And for Josh, his 5th RBI with the Spikes. Between Oklahoma State, Penn State, and Pitt, he had 122 collegiate RBIs with 25 home runs and 38 doubles. He hit 296 in his college career. 9-2, State College, bottom of the 7th. And Rodriguez delivers. At his first pitch, swinging and a foul, lifted over the roof and out of play. Oh, and won the count. And the pitch. So I assume it's Devin Rivera in there. Rivera out of Valley Cottage, New York, and Villanova. 6'1", 204-pounder. Rivera making his 6th appearance. No record with an ERA of 6. And that misses for a ball. 1-2 the count. 6 innings, so 6 hits, 4 runs all earned. Struck out 3, walked 2. Opposing hitters 250 against him. And deals. Bounce that one in, level at 2-2. Throw that one out. 2-2 the count. Spiegel will be followed by Parker Cadu and Cooper Hex. 9-1-2 for the Spikes here in the bottom of the 7th inning with a 9-2 lead. 2-2 the count. And Rivera to the plate. It's on the ground to third. Backing up there. And throws in time. One up and one down. Parker Cadu, RBI double, scored a run in the 6th inning in his 1 plate appearance. Got it just inside the first base bag. Nine runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Spikes. 2 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors for Trenton. We play the bottom of the 7th inning. Cadu now at 4.05 in the season. Outside for a ball. That double by Parker was his 3rd. The RBI is 8th. Cadu in the left-handed box as Rivera delivers. Breaking ball outside corner for a strike. Gets 1-1. Well, Fontenbaugh is still deep in left. Vogel normal depth in center. And let's give credit in right field. The strike, it's 1-2. He may not play deep over there, but he has pretty good judgment where the ball is. One, two. And he waited on that curveball, and he fouled it third base side to the seats and out of play about maybe 6 rows back. Still 1-2 on Parker Cadu with 1 out, bases clean, bottom of the 7th. And Paglia gave it a run over there. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. It's on the ground, up the middle, to his left. Throws the first and got him by a half step. Good job by the shortstop, Rosso, to throw him out. Two gone. Cooper X'd. 2 for 3 tonight. Walked, stole a base, scored in the first. Struck out looking in the second. Doubled, scored in the fifth. Singled, knocked in a run, stole a base, and scored in the sixth. Now has 6 stolen bases. Now has 14 runs knocked in. With that double, 13 extra base hits to lead the league. The pitch. Outside corner for strike. It is 0-1. He has 2 home runs, 7 doubles, and 4 triples. 13 extra base hits. And the pitch. It's down low for a ball, 1-1. He's got 2 hits tonight. So he has 13 extra base hits out of the 20 hits he has with the spikes this year. He's got 7 singles, 7 doubles, 4 triples, 2 home runs. Guy had a 5.15 slugging percentage this year with McNeese State. And the pitch. It's foul to our left. Luxury Suites and out of play. The Luxury Suites, by the way, completely filled tonight. Cooper came into the game with a 6.67 slugging percentage. And that's gone up. The pitch. It's on the ground, just wide of the bag at first. Good call, right call by Steve Oakes. Just missed being fair by about a skosh. 1-2 the count. Leo Palacios like, I want to see the replay. JD, I don't need the replay. Yeah, I saw it the first time. That's what JD is. Yeah. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 got him. Inning is over. So, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. End of 7 full. It is 9-2 Spikes on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details. Chris Scholl back to work in the top of the eighth inning. 9-2, State College leads it. Trent with 1 in the first and 1 in the fifth. That was on the home run by Durow. Spice scored 2 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 more in the fifth, and 4 in the sixth. Ryan Vogel, top of the order, followed by Rosso and Abatini. Vogel is 1 for 3. Doubled in the first, scored, struck out swinging in the third, struck out swinging in the fifth. That's in there for a strike. It is 0-1. Jordan Morales, six innings, 7 hits, 2 runs, both earned, struck out 8, did not walk a batter. That's in there for a strike, get his 0-2. Oh, and 2 the count. And the pitch. Low and outside purpose pitch from Chris, 1-2. Guy right beyond the dugout has a stack of bobbleheads he's picked up tonight. 1-2 the count. Breaking ball hit in the air, shallow center field. Cooper comes on. Hex puts it away. 1 out.
Shortstop.
Santino Rosso, 2-for-3, RBI single in the first, flew to left in the third, single to right in the sixth. Played 4 games for the Spikes at the end of the first half. And the pitch. First pitch swinging, popped it up, foul, might be playable. Spiegel comes over, Josh is there, makes the catch in front of the Trenton dugout, 2 outs. Good play by Josh.
Right fielder number 61, Anthony Abatini.
Anthony Abatini at the plate is 1-for-3. Wrapped into a 6-4-3 double play in the first. Infield hit in the fourth. Flew out to Hexton Center in the sixth. Hits are even at 8, but the runs aren't. 9-2 State College here in the top of the eighth inning with 2 outs and the bases clean. Checked it, and did he go around? He wasn't watching. I'm telling you, he wasn't watching. It's the old Phil Rizzuto, WW. What does that mean, wasn't watching? And the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Didn't need him to watch that one. 1-1 the count. He was talking to Donna Smith is what he was doing. That's why he wasn't watching, so. Here's the 1-1. Outside, 2-1. 2 outs, bases empty here in the top of the eighth inning. And Shaw has enough in the tank. He can actually finish the game out. 2-1. Foul, and he let go of the bat. The ball hit the screen. The bat hit the pitch clock. So David Lee comes over to give it to him. And in exchange, he gets the foul ball. 2-2 the count. Here tomorrow night at 6:35. Baseball bingo tomorrow. JD's won 4 in a row. 2-2. Foul back. He's also ineligible to win. We keep trying to tell him. But as a reward, he got a really neat hat. Signed by Leo Palacios. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him and the inning is over. Chris has been really good tonight. Second strikeout for him. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Parents trust Mountain Indy Health with the most important people in their lives. Their children. That's why we offer compassionate and comprehensive pediatric care. We're here to help. Visit mountainindy.org/pediatrics. To the bottom of the eighth we go. 9-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
weekend with the State College Spikes. It's a pair of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder on tap. Saturday, the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township on Hospitality Night. Sunday, it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Park. Kritsis in relief of Rivera went one inning, no hits, no runs, struck out one, did not walk a batter. Good appearance for him. And for Kritsis, fifth appearance, all in relief, no record, 4.50 ERA, four innings, four hits, two runs, both earned, struck out five, walked one, hit one, opposing hitters 267 against him. Pitched here on July the 13th, and when he did, he went one inning, did not give up a hit or a run. He walked one, he struck out one here on the 13th. TJ Pound. Been a while since we've seen TJ. Missed the last seven games. Last time he appeared was in the Williamsport Series when he went one for four, scored a run, inning 286. Down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. 286, he's driven in five as a double. Bats from the right side and the pitch to Pound. It's up high, 2-0. Cam Buford to follow, then Austin Ball. 3, 4, and 5 in the Spikes batting order in the bottom of the eighth inning. I think Chris Schull's going to get the ninth inning as well. It's fouled to our right, just below the visiting broadcast booth, which is empty tonight. 2-1 the count. Scramble for the ball. A woman got the ball, and she made sure a youngster got the ball. 2-1, and the pitch. Here's a strike right down the heart. 89 with that one. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. Pound at the plate waits. Here's the pitch, high and tight, spun him around just a bit. 3-2 the count, had to turn away. 9 runs, 8 hits, no errors, the Spikes. 2 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Trenton here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Pound the leadoff hitter. 3-2 count. They told Kritsis, get back on the mound, because if he doesn't, that'd be a pitch clock violation. It'd be an automatic walk. 3-2. High and tight, ball four. So Pound walks. And here's Buford. Buford is 1-for-2 tonight, or excuse me, 1-for-3 tonight. Single, knocked in a run in the first, reached on an error in the third, struck out swinging in the fifth, walked, stole a base, back in the sixth. Quick mound visit by Chris Reeder, the catcher. The RBI in the first inning for Cam Buford is 19th as a Spike this season. Middle infield double play depth. Fontebowa very deep in left. High chopper up the middle, taken there, flips one on to first, and beat it out, fielder's choice. Took a while in that high chop for the ball to come down. So it'll be a fielder's choice, 6-4. And here is Austin Ball. Ball is 1-for-2 tonight. 3-6-1 double play in the first, walked in the third. RBI single in the fifth, sacrifice fly to knock in a run in the sixth. Two RBIs tonight, giving him 14 on the year. And the pitch. And in there for a strike to Austin. No balls and a strike. Will Jewell on deck. Here's the set at the belt. Buford short lead at first. And the pitch. Outside corner for strike. It's 0-2. Spikes leading by 7. Buford is not running. Unless it's a wild pitch, pass ball, something crazy. Ball waits. Windmills the bat once. Buford short lead at first. Went outside. One ball, two strikes, the count. Buford out to that lead at first. Ball waits with a 1-2 count. The pitch. Low and outside, even at 2-2. Terrific crowd here tonight, 3,349. New baseballs by David Lee brought out for home plate umpire Dustin Fields. And that pitch, that misses. Full 3-2. So the Spikes with 3,349 have now gone over 68,000 in attendance for the year, 68,199. They'll go over 70,000 tomorrow night. Great crowd. The pitch. Outside corner called strike three. I can see why Austin had a question with it, but the call is the call. Two outs. Will Jewell. Jewell is 0-2, but has an RBI. Flew out to right in the third. Fielder's choice. Knocked in a run in the fifth. And then walked in the sixth. Outside to Will. One ball and no strikes the count. Bottom of the eighth inning, 9-2 State College. Throw to first and Buford's back standing. No tag by O'Reilly. Gritzes after throwing down the rosin bag back to the top of the hill. Pitch. High and wide to Jewell, 2-0 the count. Middle part of the order, DeRocher, O'Reilly, Fontebowa due for Trenton in the ninth inning against Chris Schull. 2-0. High again and wide, 3-0 the count to the left-handed hitter. Kyle Russell out on deck. 90 with that fastball, but was not close to the zone. Now ties his shoe. It's his right shoe he's tying. Back to the top of the hill. 3-0 the count. Spikes here tomorrow, 6:35. Baseball bingo tomorrow. The pitch, way outside, ball four. And speaking of four, J.D. is the four-time reigning baseball bingo champion. We even took him to Williamsport and he won. Unbelievable. When he won baseball bingo at Williamsport, they offered him a picture with Boomer. And because he's one of us, he said no. Russell at the plate, 1-3. Takes ball one. First and second with two outs. Single, RBI single in the second. Struck out swinging in the third. Struck out looking in the fifth. Hit by a pitch in the sixth. Pitch. That is to right field. Pretty well hit, but right there is Abertini. Puts it away, and the inning is over. So, no runs, and two left at the end of eight full. 9-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Enjoy a great weekend with the State College Spikes. It's a pair of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder on tap. Saturday, the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township on Hospitality Night. Sunday, it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
9-2 to the top of the ninth inning, and Chris Scholl went two innings. One hit, no runs, struck out two, and did not walk a batter. That was his best appearance as a State College Spike. And Dalen Caraway will take over here in the ninth inning. So Caraway here in the ninth inning. Caraway is making his eighth appearance. Last time out against Mahoney Valley, took the loss. That was on Thursday night with one inning, three hits, four runs. Struck out two, walked one. All told, seven innings he's pitched. With a 1-1 record, seven strikeouts and five walks, he has hit one. And he looks to get three outs here, and the former Spike Pete DeRocher will lead it off, to be followed by Jack O'Reilly and Jesse Fontebowa. 0-for-1 tonight, struck out looking in the sixth. And Caraway delivers. And low for ball, 1-0 the count. Chris Scholl, his best appearance as a Spike. He, I thought, was really good the two innings he was out there, the seventh and eighth. Really good. 1-0. Checked it. That's a strike. 1-1. 88 with the fastball from Caraway. Out of McNeese State, lives in Houston, Texas. 29 hits given up in college ball this year, and 32 and a third. That's fouled over the screen to our right now to play. 1-2 the count. Pitched to Jackson State, then transferred to McNeese. In his career, 80 2/3, 76 hits. You're giving up fewer hits than innings pitched. That's a good sign. 1-2. Bounce that one in. 2-2 the count. That was the curveball. DeRocher came in at 161. Nine-two State College here in the top of the ninth inning. Caraway, 2-2. That's hit to right center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. So DeRocher with a base hit to right. Deleted off here in the ninth inning. Jack O'Reilly tonight is 1-for-3. Infield hit in the second. Hit into a 5-4-3 double play in the fourth. And flew out to Hexton center field in the sixth. Spikes have turned two double plays tonight, giving them 11 ground ball double plays in the second half. Middle infield at double play depth. It's fouled at the plate. 0-1 the count. Wonder how many times he has to hear the O'Reilly Auto Parts song on the road. I mean, it's got to be played everywhere, right? Well, no, I've been other places. They aren't that clever. 0-1 the count. He's a good player, too. Here's the pitch. Outside corner for a strike, and Caraway's ahead 0-2. Dalen Caraway lives in Houston. 75 career strikeouts in college, 28 this spring. On the ground, slow roller foul, third base side. Cadu will pick it up there and flip it to a fan in the first row. 0-2 the count on O'Reilly. Middle infield double play depth. Kudu near the line, but not guarding the line at third. Throw to first, backstanding, just to let DeRocher know that he's aware he's there. Caraway stares in. The strings of the glove just hanging off. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him on a changeup. That's the first strikeout for Dalen Caraway and the 11th for Spikes pitching tonight. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Have you had a great Mountain Indy Health experience? Take a moment to review us on Google Health. Spread the word about great care in our community. Jesse Fontaboa, 1-for-3 tonight, struck out looking in the second, struck out looking in the fourth, but singled the center in the seventh. The pitch, that's a strike right down the heart from Dalen. It's 0-1. Middle infield still at double play depth. Outfield straight away and really in a no doubles defense. Just basically deep all the way around. And the 0-1. And that's in the dirt, and he swung at it, 0-2. No breeze in here tonight, or at least very little breeze. 73-degree night. Got maybe two more hot days, and that's it. After that, nice days. Comfortable days. 0-2. Call strike three. Got him. Back-to-back strikeouts for Dalen Caraway. Strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. And our view of healthcare is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Look and learn more about us at MountNittany.org. And the Spikes are to the doorstep on this Saturday night. One out away from their 18th home win of the year. And Hunter Durow at the plate. 1-for-3. That one a home run. First pitch of ball. Bounced to third in the second. The home run was in the fifth to straightaway center field and a fielder's choice in the seventh. Caraway to the plate. And it's outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. Somebody said, throw it down the middle. Oh, okay. Sure. 2-0 the count. They just want to see the fireworks. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He threw it down the middle. Good advice. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. With DeRocher a short lead at first. It's down low. 3-1 the count. Three balls and a strike with two outs. 9-2 State College, top of the ninth. And here is the 3-1 from Caraway. On the ground, base hit left field. So pulls into second, first and second with two outs. And here's Chris Reeder, who's 0-for-3 tonight, taking a beating behind the plate. Fouled out to Buford at third when Cam was playing there. He's now in right field. Struck out swinging in the fifth, struck out swinging in the seventh. 11 strikeouts tonight. Or check that, 13 strikeouts tonight. Let's see what we've got here. 8-2-2, yeah, 13 strikeouts. No, 12 strikeouts for the Spikes. Pitch, checked it. Nope, did not go. 12 strikeouts and no walks for the Spikes tonight. As a staff, you do that, you're in awesome shape. 12 strikeouts, no walks, and have not hit a batter. 1-0. In the air, right field, this should do it. Cam Buford underneath it there, puts it away, he dropped it! Everybody safe and a run scores. First error of the night for the Spikes. 9-3. Durow ended up at third. Reeders stayed at first. And here's Battipaglia, 0-3. Now the right field line slicing foul to the Spikes bullpen. It's 0-1. Well, that stuff happens sometimes. At least it happened with a 9-2 lead, so now it's 9-3. Caraway goes set. And delivers. Low and outside. 1-1 the count. Now, here's the negative on that. The negative on that is that Caraway has to throw more pitches. He was done for the night. You don't want guys having to take extra pitches when they don't have to. So that's the negative of it. 1-1. He went around. Oh, mercy me. No. 2-1 the count. Really? Oh, mercy. 2-1. It's inside for a ball. 3-1. Oh. 3-1 the count, first and third with two outs, one run in. Caraway to the plate. In the air, right field. Buford goes back in front of the track. He's there, puts it away, and the ball game's over, and the Spikes win it. Now 18-6 at home this season. They've won 75% of their home games this year, and they beat first place Trenton, and they do with relative ease, 9-3. Before 3,349 here at the ballpark tonight. Joe Putnam in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you very much. Down here with Jordan Morales. I know the Spikes scored 9 runs tonight. Very offensively focused, but you got it done on the defensive end. Your first start back here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. How'd it feel to be back in here for the home team?
It felt pretty amazing. I would just say that being back at home is special to me, and it was pretty awesome to be able to get the win here. And
6 strong innings, 8 strikeouts, no walks for you. Spikes with 12 strikeouts, no walks in this game. And, well, sorry. Drenched with the Gatorade bath. How's that shower?
Pretty cold.
Oh, 8 strikeouts for you, though. No walks. What was really working for you out there?
I thought Josh Spiegel, called a great game for me. Obviously, I have good chemistry with him. Obviously, we played defense behind me, and we hit the hell out of the ball today. So, being able to.
Oh, geez, you get another one. Jordan, I think this means they like you. You usually don't get 2.
Yeah, no, not at all. But, I'll take more of these for sure. coming in.
I think we're out of Gatorade buckets, so I think you're good to go now.
Yeah, I think so, too.
All right, Jordan Morales, he'll go dry off. Spikes winners tonight by the score of 9-3. Tomorrow night, we're right back here for Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark takeover night, as well as Sunday fun day with a pregame catch on the field, postgame kids run the bases, plus first 100 kids get a Spike Youth baseball glove, first 250 kids eat free with a hot dog, chips, and soda voucher at the gates, and plenty more fun in store for tomorrow night when the Spikes get right back here against the Trenton Thunder at 6:35 p.m. But of course, we still got a lot going on tonight, including fireworks coming up, along with many more activities. So for that, we'll send it back upstairs.
Thank you, Joe. We'll come back, wrap it up here at the ballpark in a moment. 9-3, the Spikes win it on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Enjoy a great weekend with the State College Spikes. It's a pair of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder on tap. Saturday, the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township on Hospitality Night. Sunday, it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Here at the ballpark tonight, it was all State College winning 9-3 over Trenton and gaining a game in the standings. Now 8-8 overall, 2.5 back of Trenton in the standings. The line scored 9 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. The Spikes left 10. Trenton had 3 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, and left 6. Jordan Morales opening 6 innings, outstanding, gets the win. He's 2-0. Sonny Fauci takes the loss. He's 2-1. Time of the game, 2 hours and 54 minutes before 3,349. The Spikes have now drawn 68,199, and a big crowd anticipated tomorrow when the Spikes take on Trenton in the second and final game of this abbreviated two-game set. 6:35 tomorrow night. Baseball bingo tomorrow night. A lot going on. Great crowd expected to be on the end, but we've got room for you if you want to be here and be a part of the fun. Let's give credit to Chris Scholl tonight and Dalen Caraway, because the Spikes had 12 strikeouts on the mound tonight and no walks. And Scholl had his best outing as a Spike. 2 innings, 1 hit, no runs. Struck out 2, did not walk a batter. So the Spikes win it 9-3. We're back here tomorrow. Baseball bingo and all sorts of fun tomorrow at the ballpark. Catch on the field before the game. Kids run the bases after the game. Great crowd anticipated, but we have room for you. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, StateCollegeSpikes.com. That's your only reliable online source. You can go to the box office or walk up. We hope to see you here tomorrow night at the ballpark. 9-3 the final. The Spikes win it. Now 2.5 back in the standings. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.